1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. Call us and get intimate.
You know, I really did that. You know, I did that.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
You know, I did that.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Call, ladies. And don't forget, be intimate.
Great. Hello, brains. Is that your final answer?
Here he is now, the Unabomber, Rob Speedbomb.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cooter and all the ships at sea. I am proud to present my guardians, my caretakers. Who am I kidding? My owners,
yeah.
John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
There he goes.
And hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast, still nationwide, still via Best with Bun, darling. John Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, right here. Well, every day at this time, we insist that you refer to it as your cotton picking Don and Mike show.
Would you like to use one of the lifelines?
Coming to you from radio station WJSK. We got a real peach running this radio station. His name is Kenneth Stevens.
Yeah, right.
Father of Douglas. Husband of Roz.
Who you bumped into today.
Yeah, very nice meeting with the general manager's wife at the grocery store. Tonight.
Always exciting.
I gotta move. Ever since Stevens moved into my neighborhood, I gotta move. Ken is the general manager. Your face covered with a hideous skin tag and a six-car garage. That's a tipster.
Yeah.
Program director Jeremy Coleman, he's in a little ball right now on the floor underneath his desk on the third, sometimes referred to as second floor, the executive floor. Big Daddy Mel, ruling the world from New York City, rubbing his giant cufflinks for good luck.
Excellent.
And, of course, our agent, Junior Soprano.
Guy is always right.
There is a chain of command for you. Word of advice down for soccer mom. Take Junior Missy. Hope you moved him away to the back of the minivan.
Oh!
Where I have just whipped this thing out.
Is that a party hat?
No, Mike, that is a sore. That is a big, crusty sore.
Oh!
And another perfectly executed open this big-time major market radio show. Arbitron rated strong with 5 million listeners.
Wow.
At any given moment. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your patronage. Here he is to my left and to your right.
Yeah.
You know, I should probably do that before we go on the air.
That's usually a good idea. You know, that's what they have all the buttons.
Clear it out there. That's the second time. That, I dedicate that to you.
Oh, thank you.
My longtime friend, Guy Burnley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, well, listen, welcome to the show, everybody. Yes, the new phone number is up. Today is the 18th of August. And we're ready to believe you at us, re-okay, dodo.
There we go.
1-877-365-3636. We do have a few slots open for tomorrow's strip trivia.
Yes, these slots are open for ladies only right now. We do not want the guys to call. As we said yesterday, we'll take the guys' calls, you know, and it'll take 5 minutes, but we're not doing that right now.
As it stands right now, tomorrow is going to be a giant mystery meat edition
yes.
of strip trivia. We have 8 girls signed up thus far. Kristen. No idea who she looks like.
Wasn't able to tell us.
Della, no idea who she looks like.
Yeah, set a, in my opinion, a dangerous precedent yesterday.
Sarah, no idea who she looks like.
And now everyone's going to feel that they can do this.
And the lesbian? Well, we wrote down Christy McNichol, but we know what Anne the lesbian looks like.
Right. Yes, we do.
Connie, no idea what she looks like.
Not a clue. Hmm.
Lisa? No idea what she looks
all
like.
All of them yesterday.
Yeah, well, we got two at the end then. Michelle said she looks like Jamie Lee Curtis.
There we go.
And Alicia says she looks like a red-haired Helen Hunt.
Huh? Wasn't there one Brooke Shields in there?
Yeah, there was.
She quit.
So we're down to 8. And of the 8, you know, we're realists. We'll get maybe 5 showing up tomorrow. So we want to see if we can pad it a little bit today. See if we can get 4 or 5 more girls.
So if you were listening yesterday, you said, man, I should have called. Right. I should have done it, but you didn't. Well, here's your opportunity today.
We will not take calls from fellas until we fill out the female side of this equation. And the phone number is 1-877-365-3636. You know, I'm sorry.
36.
You know, I swear to God, all day I go along, and I don't have any of this junk in my throat.
Right.
It's not until it's time to do the radio show.
Things get energized. Things get moving along.
I didn't have my four scoops of ice cream and 12 cookies. I mean, I'm feeling energized, but I'm not feeling energized like Elvis did.
The racquetball court is now open.
I'm feeling so energized after my four scoops of ice cream and only 12 cookies.
Imagine how much Elvis had to do that at the end, you know?
No. Please. Please. And his wasn't all clear and liquidy like mine is.
Clear and healthy.
His was all like chunky soup, like clam chowder. Something Elvis would swallow back down. Okay, fine. Under control?
Good.
Throat fine. Mouth fine.
Right.
Brain fine.
Everything's hitting on all eight.
Ready to do show. Here we go. We're ready to believe you. First thing, we got to talk about something that's been kind of a secret for the last 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I only bring it up now on this stage, in this forum, in front of these fine people, because we got a call today from a New York City newspaper.
Right.
Wanting to know if the rumors were true that Mike and I were going to go to move to New York to do the morning show on CBS radio station WNEW-FM.
This is something we have not really talked about because we have been advised not to talk about it.
Right. But the answer is no.
No, we're not.
And we turned the job down mainly because, well, two reasons. First, we don't want to move our families.
Right.
And second, in no way are we convinced that this radio station in New York is going to be a winning radio station.
Right. Exactly.
Right? I mean, it's a cherry job in this company.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. And last summer, well, this summer, I guess, I'm already getting ahead of myself here, but the last 4 months,
right,
when we've talked about the new deal and we've said that there's always been one thing that's keeping us from moving forward on that deal, and we always said we couldn't tell you what it was.
Right.
That's what it was.
That was it.
The company had been putting huge pressure on us to quit doing this show.
Right.
To go to New York to do this morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, they even came up with a compromise where they said, okay, listen, you guys don't want to move to New York? You don't have to move to New York. You do the morning show from your studio in D.C.
Right.
And then, this is where it's starting to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
You do a morning show for New York, but you do it from a studio in Virginia.
Right.
And the show would be replayed in the afternoon
here.
Here and to all of our current radio stations.
Right.
That sounds to me like a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely. Yeah. And who'd be at the front of that disaster?
We would be
on the front of that train as it wrecked.
It would be Titanic City.
Right.
It's one thing, we're very flattered that we got offered this job, this cherry job with the company, but really you can't go to New York and have the number one radio show in New York unless you're in New York.
Absolutely. Right.
So then they said, well, then it's simple. You guys got to move to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, no, listen, I made my wife a promise when my son was born 14 years ago that I had moved virtually every year of my radio career up until then. I made her a promise we wouldn't move again. And now my son's starting high school. Mike's got two kids in preschool, getting ready to go into kindergarten.
Yeah, my family's down here, my wife's family.
Right. It's a big deal to move. So he said, no, listen, thank you, we just can't move. Then they came back to us, and they had this whole half-assed idea that, well,
yeah, it just was too convoluted.
You guys do the show from your studio every day, but you won't really be in New York, but you can pretend that you're in New York. You can say that you're in New York when you're really in D.C.
No.
And, you know, and all along, like everything in this company, they've sworn us to secrecy. They've said, don't say anything about this.
Right.
You know, whatever you do, don't say anything about N.E.W. Like, I don't know why they wouldn't want us to let the world know that the company thought enough of us to offer us this plum job in the company.
Right.
But they told us all along, don't say anything about it. Well, today a guy from the New York Post calls. And the guy from the New York Post has a memo from Westwood One and from CBS that says that we're going to do the morning show on WNEW.
Old memo.
Yeah, right. Like a two-month-old memo.
Right.
So, you know, just in case you hear something in your local news,
sure,
we're not going anywhere. We're staying here.
No, we're not.
Staying at this station. We're doing this show.
We're improving and expanding our syndication of this program in its time slot.
But frankly, that's why we've had like an albatross around our necks for the last 3 months, because it's been very hard to put the plans for the new deal in motion,
right,
while the whole time the company was putting heavy pressure on us to move to New York and to do this morning show from this radio station, which, positive, it's got to be a gigantic failure. I'm absolutely positive.
So we are here now in control, gentlemen. Everything is fine. Everything is right with the world. But we felt it was time to
tell you what the deal was.
Right, and we thought for a while that they were just going to pick our show up, since it's going to be an all-talk format on the station in New York.
We thought the best idea, really, was to pick this show up and, you know, put it on live up there in the afternoon.
But they have a couple of schmucks up there now who, I guess, listen to our show and do what we do on our show on their show, even though
they seem to be very committed to these guys, and we wish them the very best of luck with that commitment.
Yeah, even though they play records and stuff, they do it like a watered-down version of our show.
Absolutely.
And they seemed very, very hesitant to part with these two guys, who are incidentally pulling a stellar one-something in the ratings for them.
So we say more power to them. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck. We feel better putting our eggs in this basket that we're already in now.
Absolutely.
Okay? So that's the story with that, and that's all the stuff that we haven't been able to type in. I mean, I can't tell you how many meetings we had with the general manager, the program director from the New York station, with the people from Westwood One getting involved in this, and Ken got involved in this, and Big Daddy got involved with this.
So much going on, so much. And we were talking about it. You could hear veiled references to it every day on the show, where we would say, hey, things are happening, things are happening, they're still happening, but it was really crazy a couple of months ago when we were trying to get all this stuff ironed out. It was ludicrous, really.
And then they said, okay, listen, do us a favor. Just whatever you do, don't mention the fact that you've been offered the job on WNEW. Now, keep in mind, I'm looking in the radio trade magazines, and I'm reading that everybody in the world has got their names linked to this station changing format,
right,
except us. And I know that none of the people who have their names in these articles have even remotely been thought of being hired by this station. We're the guys that were offered the best job on this station, but we're told to keep it quiet. So we're not keeping it quiet now, especially since the guy from the New York Post called me today. And,
right.
You know, Ken's pissed because I told the guy from the newspaper the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from the newspaper said, I got a memo here. You guys are going to do morning drive on NEW? And I said, no, we were offered it, but we turned it down. And I hear the guy with his typewriter keys, you know, his computer keys, he's clicking this out, and I called Ken, and I told Ken about this, and Ken was like, oh, what'd you do that for? The guy had the memo.
Sure.
He said, well, how do you know the guy had the memo?
What's the matter? We're not going there.
Yeah. Right. I said, the guy read me the memo, and see, what I couldn't tell Ken was, I know that this memo existed because, frankly, one day when Ken was here and out for lunch, I walked into his office and the memo was sitting right on his desk. I showed it to you, Mike. I said, hey, come here. Look at this memo.
Well, anyway, you know, it's out now and that's all there is to it.
Yeah. So, listen, we're not going anywhere. We're staying here. And that's that.
Sure. Happy to be here. And, you know, we really are. And we're really happy about, you know, right after that, we had some tremendous success here in Washington, D.C., which is the springboard for everything we do. And hopefully things will get bigger and better with this syndicated program. And that's what we're devoting all of our energies to. And I certainly hope that pans out.
Right. I don't have the feeling that it would have been a good move.
You know, there were too many
to New York. But
based on the fact people involved, too many people involved that we don't know about, that we didn't know, and too many people that were being placated and, you know, getting in the way of our jobs. And that was just not the way to do it.
Oh, that was another thing we heard, too, that whoever the program director is at the station in New York, he's one of these guys that would want to sit down with us after every show.
Yeah, they all want to do their own thing because they all want to feel like they've invented the wheel, and it doesn't work. And you know something? The bigger the market, the more that is. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't make sense to us.
And Ken would say to us, listen, if you guys go to NEW, you'll be working for them, but really, you'll still be working for me. Meaning if they tell you to do something, you don't have to do it. If they tell you to do something, you come back and tell me what they're telling you to do, then I'll leapfrog over them to the big guy, and I'll tell the big guy. And it was like, it's too confusing. There's too much politicking going on here.
Figure it out, folks. Who ends up on the shish kebab spike when that happens?
Right, we do.
Really?
We do. And not to mention the fact that, you know, I approached my wife with this, and she was just out of her mind. Like, she said, well, you made a promise to stay in one place. You know, Bart has 4 more years to go in school. Mm-hmm. He's getting to the most important years. He's going into high school. Now you want to move? You know, so we just can't do it. But that's the whole story. That we had thought for a while, 3 months ago, we thought we'd be going to New York, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And then for a while, we toyed with the idea of doing the show here via satellite, and we figured out that really wouldn't work.
No, it really wouldn't.
And they just won't give up on it.
What would work is what they don't want to do.
Yeah, which is just pull the switch and put this show on live from 3 to 7 in New York every
day. Which at least would give them one part of the day that would be overwhelmingly successful, they don't want to do that. Why? I do not understand.
They've got two schmucks up there doing a low-rent impersonation of us.
Right.
And not pulling any ratings, but for whatever reason...
Right.
You know, as I said to somebody in this company a couple weeks ago, I only wish that we had a manager that was as committed to our show...
Oh, my God.
...as this manager in New York is committed to this crappy show that he's got.
Absolutely, and I think we proved that earlier, last week.
Yeah. You know, I...
Yeah, remember that conversation?
There he is. There's our advocate right there.
So that's where it stands right now, ladies and gentlemen.
So that's that, and we only mention this because I'm sure it's going to be in the New York Post tomorrow, and you know, maybe it'll even trickle down to your newspapers in your towns, but we're not going anywhere, and I know that a lot of our affiliate stations had heard us talk about the quote-unquote new deal we had going, and they're wondering how come they never got the calls, wondering when the new deal was going to go into effect. Well, this was the reason.
Right.
You know, and now all that's behind us because we've decided we're not going to make the move to New York.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stay here. And now, all you stations that are on our network right now, get ready to bend over. It's coming at you.
But we also have to say we really want everything to stay the same, just with a little different arrangement.
Yeah, right. We're going to grandfather in
a
lot of the radio stations that are on our current network right
Absolutely.
Now. And, you know, here's something else really spooky. We might end up somehow still being affiliated with Westwood One.
Sure, of course.
Since Westwood One... wants to still hold on to the show in a small way.
And since they have particular hardware that goes very well for these syndicated shows,
right,
that's kind of why we're hanging in there. It's so weird. It's so silly.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's really ridiculous.
Someday we'll tell you the whole story, and you really get a laugh.
When
you hear how big-time radio really is, when you hear just really what a fluster clock all of this is.
It's a good 8 months' worth of legwork and rearranging things.
A lot of J.O. There's been a lot of J.O.ing the last 8 months, right? But that's it. We're staying. Right. We're not going anywhere. We're not doing the show to New York.
And some big new affiliates to come.
From D.C., yes. Absolutely.
Great.
We got the San Francisco stations coming on.
Right.
We might have a Boston station coming on.
Fantastic.
I don't know about that.
Long overdue.
You know, a lot of people are mad at us now. That's the only problem. There are some people in the company that are mad at us because we didn't take this job on WNEW, and that will, in some regards, retard our growth because there will be some people that will not give us an opportunity based on the fact that we turned down the company for this one job.
Right, right.
See, screwed up, man.
We'll keep you posted.
Right.
And we certainly hope in the coming weeks that, you know, all of you that are hearing us right now
will continue to hear us.
We really hope that that works out. You know, we know as realists, some of these cities, it's probably not.
Right.
But we hope it does.
Really? We're running on E right now. We're on fumes, baby. All right? So that's that. That's the story with that. Now let's move on. Let's get some girls for strip trivia.
That's right. And in answer to your question about, you know, you wish you had a general manager that it was as loyal as that general, as that general manager is to those guys up in New York, well, I guess you have to be number one plus, 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 plus.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you get that kind of loyalty when you're like 25th in the ratings like those guys are.
Yeah, that's right. You have to be pathetic is what you have to be. That's if you're successful, you know, nobody needs to help you out. But if you're pathetic, then there's a sympathy factor.
They're behind you 100%.
It's a sympathy F.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
I'm not calling for strip trivia, but I'm sorry. You wouldn't want me, trust me.
Oh, yes, we would.
I am originally from Long Island, so I know what NEW is all about, and I thought that was a oldies, not oldies, but classic rock format.
Right, it's such a broke-dick radio station. They're changing the format on Labor Day.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that they that Westwood One would put you up against another Westwood One, Howard Stern.
That was discussed also. That was discussed by, you know, by the powers that be. That was an issue. It was discussed, and, you know, it was deemed that we... would be a good fit for that radio station.
All right. I mean, why do you think they offered us a job? They offered us a job because the company has a chance to beat them.
This same company does several morning shows, not just one.
Oh, I didn't know what else they would have.
Oh, well, please. CBS owns like 500. Honey, CBS owns 500 radio stations.
Well, I didn't know what I meant. I don't know of any other radio stations up in New York that carry... That are Westwood One is what I meant. I didn't know of any.
Well, there's like 12 in New York.
Yeah, see, there's so many different ones, and they all stand on their own two feet. You know, they're all out for the bottom line, which is revenue, and that's that's the way it works. Just like here in Washington, D.C., there are lots of stations that are owned by CBS, and they compete against each other. It's perfectly normal.
I also want to ask you a question. Yesterday you had a woman on the show, and she had a baby in her arms, and you asked her if she was still breastfeeding. Why are you so intrigued about that?
Because, come on, that's a turn-on, baby.
That's a turn-on?
Yes, many men are turned on by breastfeeding.
You ever seen a woman's boobs when she breastfeeds?
Yeah, I mean, do it all the time.
Incredible.
I have a one-year-old that I'm still breastfeeding.
Still breastfeeding.
So anyway, now we've answered that question. Next question, please.
That was it. That was it.
No, well, look down at your chest. You see what's happening there.
They don't get as like when they're first born. They used to get very full and
yes.
They don't do that anymore.
That's the look I like, the big full look.
Well, once they get a year old, they don't get like that anymore.
Is this your only child?
Oh no, I have two.
You have two, so you're in your second child.
This is my second child.
Oh, so they were probably stretched out a little bit after the first one.
He didn't go for that very long, quite honestly. But the second one has been going on for a year.
So the second child is breastfed longer than the first child?
Yes, yes.
There's nothing more sensual than a nursing bra. There's nothing more sensual than hearing the Velcro snaps open. And those little trap doors open up. There's nothing more sensual than that.
I will tell you that our first child breastfed for a long period of time. Our second child did not breastfeed for a long period of time. And from, I believe, a breast standpoint, I think the breast did better for it.
Yes, it is.
In your case, it's reversed, and I'm so sorry.
Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, well, maybe she shouldn't play strip trivia.
I think that might be a good idea.
Maybe she was absolutely correct. I don't know. I know that when my wife had Bart, right, when Frida had Bart, that was up until he was born, until she actually had to start doing the stuff with him.
Right.
That was the greatest 6 months of my life.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest 6 months, because every day I would wake up and say, come here. Let me see.
Right.
She'd come in the room, and every day, just a little bit bigger. Every day. Now, that's fantastic.
Yeah, you had told me about that. I remember when my wife was pregnant, you had mentioned the booby fairy many, many times, and I was very gratified when the booby fairy arrived.
Yeah, she waved her wand for your wife, too, didn't she? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on a second. What am I doing here?
Hello? No, this is a computer problem now. This is not a problem with the phones. This is the computer problem again.
Boy, I tell you. You know what I was just thinking? It's stupid, but I'm going to say it because it's right off the top of my head. I look around right now. When you had that problem with the computers, and then I just looked at where we're sitting.
Yeah.
Just occasionally, I just sit over here, and I observe the entire room that we're in right
now.
And I think of that studio that we were in out of KHTK in Sacramento. I look at that, and I sometimes just want to puke.
If it's any solace to you, they have bad equipment at WNEW, too.
Good.
They have very bad equipment.
Good. That does make me feel better.
It's a very old, very dumpy station. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, great.
See, this is a problem with the computer. When the computer cannot put the name and the city that the person's calling from, the computer just shuts down the telephone.
Just quits.
Oh. Right.
You know what we say about that computer? Quit her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I wanted to talk about the Detroit station.
Yes, go ahead. Talk about it.
Well, I'm wondering if there's anything that we can do to help get you guys to stay on 97.1.
Well, you know, for the umpteenth time, we are staying on that station.
Are you just going to be on at night?
No, we're going to be on in the daytime.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock?
No, in the daytime, early in the daytime.
Oh, earlier in the day. About the breastfeeding.
Really?
Well, I tell you, my wife... She had the booby fairy come visit her.
All women do, sir. Fantastic.
It was a beautiful thing, but let me tell you, after the booby fairy left, it got worse.
Yeah, that does happen. I've heard that happens in some women, that they end up looking like raisins up there.
Yeah, I've heard that also.
Yeah, and the tough thing is she's asked me if she thinks she'd look good with the boob job. And you know, that's a loaded question.
Well... not really. How shaky does your wife look now?
She's pretty damn flat-chested.
So, I mean, it's really, she's got the raisin effect?
Yeah, totally.
Hmm. Well, then she probably can look in the mirror. I don't think that's a loaded question. Like when your wife would say to you, you know, do I look fat? You know that's a loaded question. The answer to that is always no.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what she says, the answer is always no. But I think, you know... Yeah, then get a boob job. She's got a mirror. She can look at that.
That's right.
Well, I couldn't be happier that you guys are going to be on in Detroit still. Because the people that were on in the previous slot, they were local, were absolutely horrible.
Right, they're awful. Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you for the support. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Damn this phone.
Now, the only way you address that is if your wife comes to you and says, do you think I should get a boob job? Even if she asks like that, you're in trouble. It's got to be, I want a boob job. If she comes and answers the question, you're screwed.
If she's had a couple of kids,
right,
and they're all like water balloons that have the water out of them, they're all saggy and stuff.
That doesn't happen to every woman.
No, but in those instances, it sounds like that happened to that guy's wife.
Like our ugly breast contest we saw.
Yeah.
Textbook example.
Right. Those women, that's what I'm saying. You know, even if a woman is fat, if a woman's got the vish ass, she looks at herself in the mirror. But she doesn't really see what she's looking at, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
She looks in the mirror and she goes, you know what? From this angle, if I put this hand over my right eye,
mm-hmm.
I don't look that fat. Then she goes to the husband, she goes, do I look fat in this? You know, and she wants to hear, no, you don't. Right. But when she takes her shirt off and she looks at those mosquito bites on her chest,
right?
You know, and the nipples look like chewed on dog toys.
Right.
She can't lie to herself.
So your point is?
The point is, if a woman's in that situation and she asks the husband, do I need a boob job? You can say yes. And you will not get in trouble.
Mm.
That's what I think.
I disagree.
Okay.
I would just think if she came to you and said, I want one, you know, because she's got to get talked
into it. And that's how it all starts. Do you think I should get a boob job?
I guess if a woman brings that up, probably you're right. Okay by going
yeah,
with,
you know,
if you want her to do that. A lot of guys don't.
And maybe you lowball it with her. You know, she'll pardon the fun. Maybe you say, you know what? Maybe we could think about it. You know, meanwhile, in your mind, you're really thinking, yes, let's go now. Let's find the 24-hour clinic. Let's do it tonight.
Or turn it around on her and ask, you know, what do you think? What do you want to do? They like that when you turn the question around.
No, my wife doesn't like that.
If your wife came to you and asked you the question, would you... I mean, just in general, on general principle, would you answer if either one of your wives came and said, do you think I should get a boob job and I want to get one, what would you say?
See, it would depend how the question was phrased.
I'll give you the easy one.
Okay.
If she came to you and said, I really want to get a boob job, what do you think?
I'd say sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Would you?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Hey, it's more fun for me. Absolutely, I'd say yes.
The question phrased that way, I'd say yes, too.
Yeah. Now, if she came to...
I wouldn't, because I just don't... On general principle, I don't like
it. If she said to me,
right.
Do you think I need a boob job? You know, hello, guys, warning flag. The answer to that is absolutely. Why? No, honey.
The word need is in
right,
there.
Right, that's the bad one.
Absolutely.
No, but she just says, do you think I should get one? you know, even if she said it like that, the answer would have to be no, because again...
Yeah, that's it. That's
she's
right.
Manipulating with a question.
That's what I said before. If she said that, you know, do you think I should get one?
No, the answer to that is no.
No, of course not. You
no,
say, yeah,
not you, darling.
You're doomed.
Not you, baby. But if she goes to you and she says, I'm thinking about this, what do you think about it?
Right.
Then you can go with the affirmative. You go, yeah.
You're still walking a tightrope. Mm-hmm.
I know, but with less danger.
Yes.
Than if she says, should I or do you think I need to?
Absolutely.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was calling to talk to Don and Mike about my wife. We just had a baby, and I wanted to tell them the trick she can do with her breath.
Oh, dear.
What tricks can she do?
She can, like, grab the tip of her breast and knead it, and she can shoot the milk about 10 foot across the room.
Boy, you got to call. Are there any television programs she could go on?
We should bring her down someday to perform on our show.
What's that show where the guy ate the worms?
Oh, that's the Guinness Book of World Records show.
Guinness Book of World Records.
Hey, you should bring her down someday, sir.
Yeah. Have you ever, was your wife able to do that?
No, I'm sorry. My wife could only shoot the milk 5 feet.
Too bad.
I feel real bad about that. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, sir. I have a question for Mike.
Yes.
In Hannibal, there's a...
Turn your radio down, please.
You must hear my headphones. Hold on. I'm a mailman. Hold on.
Well, is that like I stayed at a Marriott last night? Or what? Hold on. I'm a mailman. This is important.
Okay. Hold on. I got it.
Here's a sound that I'm sure you know working at the post office. Oh, duck! So make you feel like you're at home.
Oh, thank you. Mike.
What?
Hannibal.
What, the book?
Dr. Lecter lets Clarice Darling suckle at her teat.
Doctor, are you talking about the new book?
Yes.
You know, I read like two chapters of the book. And
you gave up on it?
Yeah, I didn't dig it.
Oh, man, I've read it twice.
Really?
Yes.
You know, I got like five books going that I've read 20 pages from.
Yeah, me too.
I do that, and it's horrible. I wish I could. I don't read like Don does. You like will tear through a novel.
I dive into it.
And like you're very task-oriented in that way.
Yeah.
I'll start like.
I got to finish it.
I swear to God, I probably have six books that I've read two chapters from. Because I'm not a good reader. I'm a lousy reader. I've said that before, and I get to a point where I will start to read a book, and if it is not absolutely riveting, like, he slowly took the knife, you know, that thing, yeah. If it's not that, I'll just go inside 20 pages.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hey, Radio God.
Yes, hello there, sir.
Yes, I wanted to talk about breastfeeding.
Okay. Yeah.
We're more than willing to talk about it. I would just like to point out we're still waiting for some more girls to call us.
Right.
For Street Trivia. I'm afraid we got off topic talking about the New York station and then talking about breasts. And we're not opposed to talking about breasts. But we'd like to talk about breasts when it's the breasts of girls that are coming down to play Strip Trivia on tomorrow's episode.
Amen.
Okay.
Well,
so.
Maybe I can get one to show.
No, you know that's not going to happen.
Sure you could. Okay, what, sir?
Well, you know, there's this girl I've been dating for a while. She got pregnant, and she's been feeding me her milk.
Oh.
Damn good.
It's damn good.
It's damn good.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Damn good.
It's damn good.
Yeah. He needs a plate of Toll House cookies to go along with that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Got milk?
Yeah, Lauren Hill. How about a gee? Doodad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes.
Damn good.
Who's this?
It's starting to go. Did you notice that it just turned with that last guy?
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to take. They're all feeling comfortable now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's awesome to be on with you.
Right on.
This morning I was watching the Regents of Kathy Lee, and it's like one of their best of shows.
Wants to be a millionaire. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Is that your final answer?
And Rosie O'Donnell came on, and before she came on, Kathy Lee's nipples weren't showing, but then when she came on, they came out.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, on the advice of Mike and Buzz and Rob and everybody that I talked to yesterday, mm-hmm. I did watch the Regis Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show last night.
Feeling confident?
That is the worst television show.
Horrible, isn't it?
That's ever been produced.
I mean, the American people move at such a faster pace than that.
You know, my wife said something I think is true, though, when we were watching it. While she sat in there watching with me, she could only watch 5 minutes of it, and she said, you know, I'm not watching this, and she left.
Yeah, it was horrible.
She said that she thinks, and I think she's right, that they tell the contestants, don't answer the questions right away.
Right. Sure, to drag it out.
Drag it out as long as possible. They ask this guy a question, this question about Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. And when Regis read the question, he read it like this. Unabomber,
Ted Kaczynski, Unabomber. Like, just clueless Regis. It's the first one where there was clear evidence of just how daft Regis is.
What a Phoebe is. So the question is, Unabomber Ted Kaczynski went to what college? Right. And they put, like, University of Washington, Berkeley, and a couple of other schools.
Right.
So this is not one of the tough questions. And anybody that was even remotely interested in that story, I think, knows that the guy went to Berkeley, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Well, the guy, the nerd that's playing the game.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy took, no exaggeration, 5 minutes.
Sure.
And they have no time limit on the questions on this show.
No, they hem and they haw, and it moves so slowly. And, you know, the thing that kills me about after the when they go to Lifeline and he calls his buddy to get the answer, and he finally decides on it, and he says, well, he's one of the smartest guys I know. I'm going to go with Berkeley. At that point, you've waited so long. He's given the answer, and then Regis
comes back and goes, final answer?
You know, and then you're confident. And then he makes you wait even more. It's so stupid.
And the timing is so bad in this regard that when they finally get through all of that, and the guy says Berkeley, and Regis says, are you sure? I think you finally answer. At this point, on the screen you're watching at home, they've superimposed the answer on the bottom. So Berkeley is lit up, and you hear the audience go like this, like where they're ready to clap.
Sure.
But Regis has not announced yet.
Because his timing is off, you know, and he wants to, for whatever moronic reason, wants to delay it a little bit more. It is so slow.
Tedious was the word that I heard yesterday thrown around, and that's the perfect word for that show.
And I told you that guy last night was a buzzsaw.
Right.
Compared to the lady the first night. Mm-hmm. The lady the first night was ridiculous.
Excuse me?
Oh, good.
Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
You know, we had one there. We had a live wire there. We had a live wire.
That's so painful.
The producer even came in and tapped me on the shoulder because the computer's not working.
He was very excited, too. The producer had that extra spring in his step.
The producer.
The producer of the show.
The producer.
I mean, his new nickname. Where's the producer?
He's the producer.
The producer.
Was he confident in that call? I'm curious if
the producer was confident in that
call.
Yeah,
no, he came and tapped me on the shoulder and pointed at us and said, you know, computer down. Take line three right now.
Here he comes.
Very important.
Here comes the producer.
The producer. Hi.
Damn whore hosed me.
Oh,
she did.
Oh, really?
She hung up, and so I got her number back, and she's calling from Iowa.
Oh, from Iowa.
Why does everybody want to piss on us?
Man, we're all disappointed.
Okay.
She sounded fat and ugly, though.
All right. Thank you. The producer speaking, everybody.
There goes the producer leaving the studio.
There is. The producer of the Don and Mike Show.
You guys going to high-five each other like you always do?
I love it when Rob and Charlie high-five each other.
Because they work so well together,
They do. They're such a team.
They're such a team. Like frickin' frack.
Oh, God.
And so the Regis Show is awful. And I noticed when I'm watching it, I keep waiting for something to happen.
Right.
It takes the guy who's answering the questions, it takes him 15 minutes of the show to answer five questions. And Regis keeps counting down. You're just 8 questions away from $1 million.
Right.
You're 7 questions away. Then he says, that's it. We're out of time. See ya. And I look at my watch, and I'm thinking, I'm watching the Larry Sanders Show. Because it's 10 minutes until 9. You know what, Larry Sanders?
Right.
Rip off years ago, you watch Larry Sanders, and the show would be over. You look at your watch, you go, they only did a 20-minute show.
Right. They just cheated us. It isn't fair.
Well, what they do on this Regis Millionaire Show is that they end the show at 10 minutes until.
Right.
Then they play commercials, and then they come back, and they just tell you what's going to be on the show tomorrow.
They tell you who the next 10 contestants are going to be. That's how he said it.
When we come back, we'll tell you who the next 10 contestants are, and you'll see if you know them. The show is just a colossal waste of time.
I didn't really, as much as I was hoping that it would be a sucky show, I had no idea that it would realize my fantasy.
And the edits, you know, there are very talented people working in Southern California on television who can make edits on TV look as slick as can be. You'd never know. But it must be the fact that Regis is so stop and go, stop and go.
Absolutely.
Stop and go.
You know that he doesn't make it through those questions. He can't.
Oh, hold on a second.
Doesn't have the tools.
Hold on. Here is, now this is not a new contestant. This is Kristen, who will be playing strip trivia tomorrow. She wants to tell us the celebrity she most resembles. She's noodled it through.
Ah. Very good.
Hello, Kristen.
Yes, I finally figured it out. I talked to a bunch of people yesterday, and the closest one I could come up with was Gina Davis.
Well, see, that's good.
That's
now, there's nothing wrong with that.
Now, we're excited.
Right. Archery expert Gina Davis. Wants to be naked.
I'm writing it down right here.
Gina Davis. Kristen, we will see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling back.
Excellent.
Thank you.
She's a tall drink of water.
All right.
Fantastic.
I still have only 8 women, though.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike. You were talking about that lady the night before. She was a moron.
Yeah, she was. I mean, I agree with what Regis said, that they coached them to slow down. Even though that lady, I think she was just doing what she was told, which was try to be nervous, try to take as much time as possible, but she went over the top. She took, for every answer, she took deep breaths, there were lots of sighs, and you wanted to reach the television and just strangle
her. Well, I'm sitting there with my wife when they had the Capitol of Iraq, and I'm like, who doesn't know it's Baghdad?
That was pretty incredible. That's when she had to call a lifeline. She had to call a friend to the capital of Iraq.
Yeah, but you know what the amazing thing is? I turned to my wife, and I'm like, you knew that, right? She goes, to be honest with you, no. I'm like, how do you not know that? I'm like, after, you know, everything that went on, how do you know it's not Baghdad?
That's where she actually said to her friend, Ron, this is really, really important.
Yeah. And then I get on her, and, you know, I say, like, well, I'm sure you're too busy watching The Real World or something. I'm like, you're 32 years old. Stop watching MTV, you know?
I'm 40 years old. I watch MTV all day today. So.
Yeah, but I watch it.
Oh, shut up. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to talk about the Regis Show.
Yes. And that's what I hope everybody refers to it as.
The Regis Show. Yeah, give him full credit because it's going down.
Yes, what about the Regis Show?
Yeah, I was watching it. The last two contestants have been, I mean, you know, usually they screen the contestants and they're usually like the attractive people or the people with like interesting stories.
Right.
Hey, what's with the two contestants? They're like the biggest dorks I've ever seen.
Yeah, the two big mongoloids, the first two contestants on that show, man.
I mean it.
And he's a crossword puzzle writer.
Oh, right. That's not the guy. That's not the current contestant. Does.
Man, they...
Here's a good question for that guy. Have you ever been laid?
Here's your bonus question. I'm going to need a lifeline.
What does a vagina feel like?
Regis, I don't know.
I'm going to have to go with a 50-50 audience.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oops.
Hold on a second.
Oh, damn this phone. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I was saying the other night on that Regis show, and he said, what's the capital of Iraq? The guy could have answered I, and he should have got, should have won.
What?
Why?
I, the capital of Iraq, I-R-A-Q.
First of all, it wasn't a guy that was playing either.
The lady.
What's the show?
What's that?
They always work.
There you go.
With the slower people, it takes a little longer.
It takes a while. But, oh, the cricket.
It was cricket. You
right.
Better hang the phone up.
Got you. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
No beef bone. No beef bone.
I don't know what that was. I really don't.
I don't either.
I don't know. All I know is that we've been on the air an hour. We have no new girls for Strip Trivia.
And it's taking that crazy turn again.
No new girls. Let's clear these lines out.
Our friends are joining us again.
Let's clear them out. That station in New York is looking better and better, isn't it? Maybe we have time to change our minds on that.
You know,
Let's take a caller 100 right now. We'll clear these lines, give you an equal chance to win caller 100, a prize package selected especially for you. The new phone number is 1-877-365-3636. Right now, hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Right.
Caller 100.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, where are you from?
Manassas.
Sean, you have won the WWF SummerSlam prize pack.
Nice.
From Media General Cable, top event. You get SummerSlam live on pay-per-view August 22nd. Everybody else call 378-8888 now to order. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from, Baldy?
Calling from Chantilly.
Beautiful. So you're listening on good old JFK, right?
JFK.
Right. The mighty JFK. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on a second, please. All right. There's our caller 100. And now that we've gotten the winner for this point in time on the show.
Yes.
The lines are open for Strip Trivia.
That would mean the lines are open for women to call in. Last minute entries for Strip Trivia tomorrow.
Right, just for girls.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we get those, somebody flag me and let me know. Now, yesterday, we mentioned very briefly on the show that with our new phone number, that unfortunately the theme song we've been playing that was done by those guys in Wichita.
Right.
It's going to have to be replaced because that theme song has the old phone number in it.
And we loved it, but, you know, it has the old one in, so it doesn't fit with the show now, but we did love that song.
Right. And those guys called yesterday and said that they were going to get in the studio and cut us a new version.
Right.
In the meantime, somebody really got on their thinking cap.
Okay.
And sent us some new songs.
Oh, good.
It says, Dear Don and Mike, here are two new opening songs I recorded in hopes that you can squeeze them in on your show since you are without a theme song.
Very good.
If you like them, I can send more, and if you don't like them, I will crawl back into my hole and dream of riding your coattails to my 2 minutes of fame. This is from Chris. Rob, are these any good?
No.
No, no good?
No.
Okay. What are they on, tape one or two?
Tape one.
Okay. Very enthusiastic build-up by Rob Spiewak.
And he's an enthusiastic guy.
Let's hear tape one.
It's Don and Mike time once again, so turn your radio down and let's begin. But don't call in with a who would you do, because they're not even going to respond, they'll hang up on you. They play the name game, so don't even try. Don will hit his button and he won't even say bye-bye. If you don't like the show, don't call in too, or you're bitching and complaining, Don will say F you.
I like the lyrics. I hate the chorus.
Hold on a second. I'd only break into that song for a real bulletin.
Squisita!
Hello?
Hello.
Ah, mon ami.
Yes.
Ah, my little cream-filled Twinkie. Who is this?
This is Kate from Arlington.
Kate. It's Kate. This is not Kate Slough, is it?
No.
Oh, darn.
Damn.
We can only hope.
Well, play a favorite
hope you're calling for Shrimp Trivia, Kate.
That's what I'm calling for.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, Shrimp Trivia. You know we're playing tomorrow.
Yep.
We got cash prizes.
I can do it.
You can do it. How old are you, Kate?
I'm 26.
Yeah. And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Several people have told me Uma Thurman.
Oh, yeah.
Bravo.
Yes.
Oh. Very, very good.
Oh, that's so good, Kate.
We're looking forward to having you play our game.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh,
Kate.
That's good.
Oh, we needed
Wait.
You. We needed you. Because up until that, we've been looking full at a page full of question marks and Christy McNichols. So, yes, Kate, we'd love to have you play. Hold the line, please.
Okay.
And the producer will tell you more.
The producer will talk to Kate, which, in my humble opinion, is a lucky name.
That makes 9 total.
9, we're going for about 30.
Yeah, we think we'll stop at maybe 12, 13, 14, or 15.
I think that's a good idea.
16 or 17 or 18. One of these times we're going to luck out. We're going to overbook Strip Trivia.
That's
right?
What we've always been shooting for.
And all of the girls are really going to show up.
I think we have our record is currently 10. I think we had 10 women play Strip Trivia.
One time. All right, so keep calling, girls. And guys, we'll let you know when it's time.
Just calm down.
Not yet.
Right.
Okay, back to this song. Hard to believe the song was done in less than 24 hours.
It's amazing to me.
Humor gonna make you smile. Mike does the impression, but Don is the leader. He talks on the phone with Bart and Frida. All perfect shows and everyone is funny. The toes, Kevin, to show them you might win some money. Be the 100th caller and you'll win some plastic. If you can't get through, then don't get spastic.
A nice effort.
It's a fine effort.
But there's no way we can play that every day.
No.
People would be killing each other out there if we played that every day.
So there's no need for this guy to crawl back into his hole, but it's not something we can play every day. That's it, quite simple. And for 24 hours, not bad.
Let's hear his second song, Robbie.
Good lyrics on the first one, just not quite the delivery.
How's the second one, Rob?
With.
It's just as good.
Just as good, okay.
But it's not an original. It's a cover.
It's a cover. What's it a cover of?
You'll see.
Oh, all right. It's a cover. Here we go. Georgia Satellite.
Rockin' Pneumonia, Boogie Woogie Flu.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, all right.
Better than his first one, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Still not something we play every day on this show, though.
No, but a nice effort.
Okay.
All right.
Nice effort.
Yes, very nice effort, and we sincerely appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you want it sped up, slowed down, or played backwards?
No.
Okay, so I can disregard it.
Yes, you can.
Thank you, Rob.
Pilot.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, Robbie. Thank you very much.
Well, if those guys from Wichita send us a new version, then we're set. We got our theme song.
Those guys from Wichita, which is a hotbed of musical activity.
Yes.
And we've gotten a lot of things on this show. The Fun Tones are from Wichita.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about them.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Marconi, for being the radio.
Hello.
I swear to God, I'm going to just rip this phone out of the damn wall. You know, we do a show, and the phone is the life. What are you laughing at? I'm really pissed.
I know. It makes me laugh when you get really pissed. I can't help it.
I'm really, really pissed.
It makes me laugh when you get that pissed because you get when you, you know, I understand, but it still makes me laugh. I can't, you know, you get that look on your
face.
Where, you know, I know that, you know what? I know you this well. I know that you are maybe one or two more
away from breaking it.
Where it's really going to happen.
Yeah. I mean,
I promise I won't laugh.
I really will break it. I'll break this goddamn Telos machine. It does not work.
The whole thing is just... You know, the engineers here do such a superb job. They are working with stuff, really. They are working with stuff that is so far away from state-of-the-art. They do a great, great job, but they are constantly having to patch it together.
Well... I'm not going to be that nice.
You think
not going to be that nice. Listen, I agree with you. We have very competent engineers. But how can it be that day after day after day, the same problems exist, and they're never fixed?
The same problems exist.
They're never fixed.
Because we have doors like this. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why. Because we have wooden
holes in the
ceiling. Everything
ceilings.
Is made of wood. If I'm looking underneath this console.
What did you do? You
I took away a big panel.
I took a panel out.
I'm looking underneath this console, and it is... I mean, it looks like something that you would make in your attic. It's ridiculous. It's horrible.
Horrible.
Look at this.
Sunk.
Look at this.
Let me see the panel.
There it is. Pressed wood.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get this. IKEA wouldn't have this kind of pressed wood.
You know what one of the best things about this studio is? Remember one time a cat got lost in the equipment when you had the Jingle Cats in?
Oh, right.
The cats actually got into the furniture. We couldn't get them out.
Right.
There might still be some in there.
You know, I'll give you that, Mike. We have very competent engineers. What I don't know is, when do they fix the things around here that really need to be goddamn fixed?
I don't know.
When are they going to fix the computer? When are they going to fix the telephone?
I don't know.
Real simple.
But about 6 months ago, this place really started to... It became... When we got back from Sacramento, it became apparent just how antiquated this crap is. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's really, really ridiculous.
Call Wendell, but I'm sure he's on a 1-900 sex line right now.
You got two guys here that are flying around doing all the different things that we do here.
Dan, we need you in the studio, please.
I'd love to get a real, honest assessment from our engineers.
That's what we're doing right now.
As to what the state of this equipment is. I mean, really, what's
the worst, man?
What they could really use.
Yeah, I'd like to listen, they'll tell you we could use all new equipment. Then they'll tell you that they don't have the budget for it.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly, I don't care. We don't have a budget on this show.
Hi, it's Dan. I can't come to the telephone right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, please dial 6 and record at the tone. Recording.
Dan. Hey, I can't get in the head when you make me laugh. Don't do that.
Dan.
Dan?
Dan, we need you in the studio, please. Dan, we need you in the studio.
Dan?
He was on his phone earlier.
Dan? Don,
help.
Mike,
help them.
Listen, this equipment sucks, man. I can't take phone calls because this equipment sucks.
If you're in the studio or you're in the building, please come by and whine about it.
What are you doing about it, Dan? Tell me that. What are you doing about it? I know you have no budget. I have no budget. Nobody has a budget. Dan, what are you personally doing about the phones and the computers? I'd like to know that, Dan.
So if you're available, please drop by.
Dan!
I hate that.
Let me try Wendell again.
Wendell's our engineer.
Yeah.
I saw both of them in here today. It's a very busy day. You know where they are? They're probably at the stadium. That's where they are.
Yeah. Sure.
That's where they are, because that's...
All right, listen to that. You hear that?
Listen,
you know what that
great.
Is? That is a broken busy signal.
The producer is standing in the doorway right now.
Yes, producer.
Hello, producer.
Oh, Rob will speak for me.
Oh, Rob will speak for the producer.
Rob Spiewak on behalf of my partner, the producer.
Yes.
Wendell is here, but he's on the phone. But as soon as he hangs up, we'll have him here for you.
Hurry up.
Because that's why it was busy. That's why it was busy, because he's on the phone. I can never handle this as well as the producer can. Damn you, producer.
Who's he on the phone with?
I didn't ask.
Tell him to hang up.
Oh, now hotline. Oh, that's...
Hello?
I think that's Wendell.
Hello? See, I wouldn't know it's Wendell because I just plunked down the line that was blinking, and I'm getting a goddamn phone ringing.
Go. That's the ring back.
Hello?
Wendell.
Yeah.
Wendell, hey, it's Don and Mike, buddy.
Hey, what up?
Hey, what up? Wendell, could you pick up, please?
I am up.
Oh, okay. I thought you were on a speaker.
Wendell, how close are you to the studio?
About 15 feet.
Okay, could you come in here, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Wendell. Mr. Wendell.
Okay, here he comes. Not personally responsible.
No, not at all.
For anything. And here is Mr. Wendell. Hi, Wendell.
Hi, Wendell. How you doing?
Hey, I want to tell you something. I am seriously
what you got?
One step away from taking this Telos and throwing it on the floor and stomping on it and breaking it.
Okay.
And then taking this computer and going up on the top of this building and throwing this goddamn thing off the top of the building. You realize we're trying to take calls here.
I go to calls, and I hear, the thing resets. I can't get any information on the screen about who's calling.
Okay.
I get nothing. The whole thing sucks.
And
it blows.
I'm
let
curious.
Let me try faking a call. Let me walk around here and try faking a call.
All right, he's going to fake a call. You got him all upset now.
Mm. Well, look, you don't have to fake a call. Look, I got people calling. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got a story.
See, now this time the phone's working fine.
Of course. Yeah, for this caller.
Because it's temperamental, Wendell.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question, Wendell.
Than just bad karma.
Let me ask you a question. This equipment in here, you're new to this job. You've mm-hmm. been here a short time.
Mm-hmm.
This equipment, we were out there in our, those studios at KHDK. It looked like a pretty modern facility.
Right. They had just rebuilt it like the previous year.
How behind state of the art is the equipment that we have?
The board is two generations old.
Two generations,
what does that mean?
What does that mean in layman's terms?
Well, it's a BMX-1. It's a Pacific Recorders BMX-1. They're building BMX-3s now.
How old is this board?
About 10, 12 years.
12 years old.
Wow.
What about the phone?
It's top-of-the-line stuff. It's like an old Caddy.
It's like an old Cadillac.
Okay.
So it's really not top-of-the-line stuff.
Well, it was in its time.
It was top of the line. It was top of the line stuff. Like back in 1985, it was top of the line
equipment.
Okay. But this is 1999.
That's correct.
How about the rest of the stuff? So the board would be probably one of the youngest pieces of equipment in here, right?
No.
Really?
What about this phone system? This phone system that's going to...
Is the industry standard.
How come every time I hear another radio show, I hear them just going, okay, let's go to the phone. Hey, hello. Let's talk to Billy, who's in Oxnard. How come I don't hear the crap like I hear on this show?
You want to hear Billy in Oxnard?
Come on. I'm serious now. I'm serious.
Billy, if you're out there in Oxnard, give us a call right now.
877. Okay, this computer system. This is not state-of-the-art computer system.
No, that computer system was built with loving care by my predecessor, Daryl.
Okay, there's no need to bring other people's names into it. Just tell me what's wrong with it.
It just needs replaced. And we are beating on the vendor mercilessly to get us a working replacement. We have tested, I think, four or five iterations of a new state-of-the-art, Windows-based, bells and whistles, whiz-bang
computer. Why don't we just go to Office Depot and buy a goddamn computer? I mean, we don't need a real computer. We just need something that enables the people in the next room to put up on a screen who's on the telephone.
But the idea is that it'll drop off the screen people on the telephone when you dump them, when you get rid of them. When you hang up on somebody, you get rid of whoever's on line two, it goes off the screen so you don't look up and say, well,
how come,
blows still on
how come now it will blow everybody off?
Bad karma.
So
if I knew, I'd fix it.
Overall, this studio, the equipment in here would be...
Aged.
Very aged.
Aged, yes, okay. Yeah, not quite antique. You know,
but
it's classic. It's
classic. Please,
classic.
We're not doing a classic radio show, though. We're doing a modern radio show.
Well, that's why we.
How
need
about the furniture in here, like the consoles and the wood that everything's in?
Has been beat to death.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at these walls around you.
Take a look at the board right in front of you.
Yeah, I see it.
I mean, there's a gouge there where somebody's belt buckle has been rubbing back and forth right in front of you.
Oh, right there.
Yeah, I
noticed
that the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Bondo time in here. We got to put some Bondo on the fins here.
Bondo on the fins.
So you really have no answers. It's just
I don't have any. I don't have any good answers. I don't have any answers like we will be fixing that on. But I'm aware. Dan's aware. Everybody.
Have you guys ever tried just some weekend, just turning the station off, since nobody listens to the station on the weekend anyway, and just gutting all of this and just trying to reset everything back up correctly?
I've been, as things come up, giving them, like, baths and stuff, the selector for Buzz's newsroom.
What do you mean, giving them baths? Cleaning them.
Cleaning the jock spooge out of them.
Washing the parts.
In a room that's occupied 24/7, there's always somebody working here. There's always somebody,
gross
dust onto the board.
It's going to gross me out.
If you'd ever seen the inside of a board, it would gross you out.
Is it totally disgusting?
It is.
Would there be all kinds of...
If you can imagine up in your attic, if you've never been in your attic for the last 15 years or so, and what has probably built up on the rafters and the joists up there...
Mm-hmm.
and figured that nobody is ever up there.
Can you
Nobody's in here all the time.
Wendell,
sometimes more than one person.
Can you open my board up right here? Can we look inside this board?
You want to look inside?
Yeah, let me see what's inside here.
Have you cleaned the jock spooge out of it?
I've cleaned some of the jock spooge.
But there's still some jock spooge.
Let me see.
I will be right back with a tool to do that.
Thank you.
All right.
Very good, Wendell.
Well, that's interesting.
That is.
Okay.
He's an interesting man with his NRA t-shirt.
Yeah, this will be exciting because you know who used that board at one time.
Oh,
Jim Elliot.
Oh, my God.
So there should be some fine spooge in there.
Yes, there is. Hey, listen. When you open the board to find my spooge.
All I know it's very frustrating to be in here and have equipment that is constantly malfunctioning.
And it is really
constantly.
We don't have a lot of guests on this show, but when we do, it is a source of embarrassment that the studio looks the way it looks.
Oh, please.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Imagine on the occasion when Lydia has somebody who's remotely
absolutely.
Remotely important coming
right.
here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
an asshole.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah. Station's the worst. This equipment is the worst. And really, I don't mind the aesthetic value. I don't mind that it looks like crap. I don't mind that it smells like vomit in here. I really don't. I just want a telephone system and a computer system that work.
Right, exactly.
That's all.
That's number one priority.
That's all. And really, no offense to Wendell, I don't think the problem is karma.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's karma. Will you open up the board for me, Wendell?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Yeah.
We're going to take a look inside my control board right now.
Very good.
To see what kind of junk is in there.
Soda pop.
All right, let me move out of the way.
Good.
It's been a long time since I've spilled anything into the control board, Buzz.
No, but lots of other people use the board as well.
Which sound don't you need? Can you do that card five for a couple minutes?
Sure. Right. Sure.
Okay.
Make it happen.
Dead skin.
Now, don't you have like a modern thing to do that? Do you have to do that by hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God, it's a human hand!
This is like putting IKEA furniture together with these little tools that Wendell's trying to use.
Now, I bet the new ones, Wendell, don't make you work that hard to get it open, right?
No, actually, the new ones are hermetically sealed, so you can't get it open. When it breaks, you throw it away. Just like cars.
That's such engineer humor right there.
When it breaks, you throw it away.
Here we go. Wendell's going to go to the Elk Lodge tonight. All his engineer buddies are going to be high-fiving him on his great appearance on the show today.
I heard that one about hermetically sealed and throw it away.
You slay me, Wendell.
You're a killer.
Would you like another O'Doul's? Here's to the good ship Bryson.
You know what happens if you put a little 3-in-1 in your shot glass? It makes it go down easier.
Okay, what are you doing now?
Different tools.
Going back to get more tools.
Oh, more tools.
They got tools here, man.
Look at these tools. These are like midget tools that he's using.
Yeah, for all the little knobs and screws and stuff.
Look how small these tools are.
Oh, no. Now look what you've done.
All right, I haven't done anything.
Those are tools. They're all completely disorganized.
These are not like craftsman tools or anything.
No, they're more expensive.
Look at this.
Those are very expensive tools.
These are like little miniature screwdrivers.
That's right. They're very hard to find.
Okay. Oh, no, they're not.
They're special engineer tools.
Oh, come on.
From the Dan Rising Club.
Oh, come on. These are 79 cents each. Top 79 cents.
Dan and Wendell could do an infomercial, like those infomercials you see on the Golf Channel. They could do a half hour. Oh, no. Now that there's another piece gone. Another piece missing.
I just tell Wendell that's karma.
Oh, God.
You know, that was not an acceptable answer, incidentally, as to why the phones are constantly malfunctioning.
You know what tool he's
karma.
Bringing? You know what tool he's bringing back in here?
What?
Jaws of Life.
Oh, good.
Now he's going to cut it open.
Where is he? I mean, how tough is it to open this book? Wendell! Hey, Wendell!
He's finding a special tool for it.
Hey, we're right in the middle of the show, man. Can you open this thing up?
I'll
try.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, you know something?
I can work these tools, Mike.
There's electrical current running through there.
I can work these tools.
An untrained hands. Here comes Wendell!
You don't have to be trained to do
it. Take it out of his hand, Wendell.
Hi, Wendell.
What have you done to my tools?
I haven't done anything to your tools.
I heard tools ringing across.
Is that a file? Is that a file you have, Wendell?
Yes, it is. On the script out.
Oh, it's stripped.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's stripped because it's old and things get stripped.
Okay.
Things are going to get stripped in here tomorrow, too.
I hope so. If we have some girls call us up.
Absolutely.
They're not going to be old.
There you go, Wendell.
Some of them might be old.
All right, one screw has now been taken out.
How many do you have to open there?
Two.
Two. What are you doing now?
This is the module lifter.
That's the module lifter.
Okay. All right, now, take a look. Okay, now we're going to go inside the control board.
That's like somebody's butt.
Look at this.
Look at the crap. Hey, give me a Q-tip, Rob. Give me a Q-tip.
In radio equipment, that's the bad place.
I want a swab. Yeah, this is like going into somebody's asshole right now.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Right there. See that little lip?
See right down here, Mike?
See the ledge?
Where, over here?
Right, no, all the way down. All the way down. The ledge where the buttons would be.
Oh.
Right in front of that
down
metal
here?
Place. No, right towards you.
Here.
Right there.
Down there.
All right. Look
here
at
you
that.
Go.
Look at that. Rub that.
All
see
right.
that little, the, right where the edge is.
I got you.
Rub it good.
Here come the Q-tips. Ready?
Oh, that is disgusting.
Look at this. Look at this. Ugh. Christ. What a mess. No wonder nothing works in here.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Oh, it's surf.
Look at this stuff I'm pulling out of here. Look at this. This is like worse than anything that ever comes out of my ear or out of my belly button.
Sure.
Here.
I swear to God.
Here, you want one, Mike?
Right
here.
There. See right there?
Where? This corner?
Right there.
Oh, right on here?
Okay. Look at that.
Huh? Look at it. It's not coming off.
That's because it's fused on there.
Look at that. It's not coming off.
That's pretty nasty.
Another Q-tip, Rob.
Coming up.
Q-tip. Gee, why do we all get colds in the fall? Wendell, look at this. Look at all this mold and stuff in here, man. Oh, my God.
Hold on a second.
Look at this. Oh, my God. Look at it. I'm going to pull a big splotch of it out now.
Oh,
hair. Look at that.
That's a pubic hair.
Now, is that... How does human hair get inside a control board?
You're the disc jockey.
You tell me. I've wondered that for years.
All right, and what about... What are these stains down here, Wendell? What are these stains that I cannot scrub out?
I refer you to my previous answer. You're the disc jockey. You tell me.
Oh, there's got to be better maintenance on this equipment.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you're right. This equipment sucks, guys. But there's got to be better maintenance. Oh, when's the last time this was cleaned out? I'm here doing your job. When's the last time this was done?
The last time we kicked everybody out of the studio and took it down and
mm-hmm.
gave it a bath.
Yeah.
Since I've been here.
Not since you've been here. How long have you worked here?
About 6 months.
Six months. Oh, my God. This is just awful. Just awful.
And I think it's a health hazard.
And what we're looking at right now is, it's not like we lifted up the hood on a car.
No, we just pulled out a little module.
Yeah. We're looking at one module. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 24 modules on this board.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to think that the other ones are in worse shape than this one. I bet they are. I bet these over here to the left, these are probably the worst, right?
Well, yeah. If I take those out, I'd take you off the air.
All right. You take the microphones out.
Okay. I got you.
Man, oh, man. That is pretty disgusting.
That's awful. I didn't want to see that, man. I mean, really, I know I asked you to do it, but I had no idea that it would be that bad under there.
There's a lot of skin in there. A lot of dried, dead skin.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe what we saw. Spooge is a word.
There's a part of the Potomac River that I've seen. And it's in Old Town Alexandria, and it's where the river cannot move any longer, and all the spooge from the river coagulates in this little corner, and you get scum
mm-hmm.
and debris and garbage and trash, and that's what it looks like in there.
Oh, my God.
A little on you there.
It's off. Oh, I got some on me. Where?
Oh, my God. Hose him down. Disinfectant.
All right, it's on the floor.
Disinfectant.
Okay. Well, Wendell, thank you for the look inside the control board.
It's very exciting. It was a very exciting journey. You don't think you can make that a ride down at Disney World?
Oh, my God.
Send it into Epcot. Journey inside the control board.
All right, he's going to screw the second screw back in so that we can go back on the air with this board.
Screw it good.
It.
Keep screwing it, Wendell. I'll keep screwing it. Well, Wendell, what are you doing now?
Just moving the tools out of the way so I can find the other screw.
Uh-oh, we lost the other screw?
Here we are. We're screwed.
He's gone. Okay. Got the screw. Let's listen to a master craftsman now.
Are there any more of those Q-tips around there?
Yeah, but they've all got the spooge on them.
Okay, give me one more. I want to show down something.
There you go. Here's a fresh one for you, Mike.
I'm going to run this along.
There you go.
You know my little...
There you go.
You know my little cough button thing?
Yeah.
That I share with Mr. Liddy? Let me run. I'm going to run the Q-tip just along the little crevasse in here. Just along here. And then I'm going to show it to you.
Okay. Let me see.
There it is.
Oh.
How's that?
You know, this is like being a proctologist doing this show.
That hair.
Okay, get it out of my face, please. I don't want to see it. I just got done looking all that down to the control board.
I'm actually going to clean this today.
You're going to clean this?
I'm going to clean this during the breaks. I'm actually going to clean my little workspace.
You're going to do the engineer's job then?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Well, this is all kind of superficial stuff. You can take...
Oh, look at under there.
Oh,
look at
no.
under that piece of equipment you've just lifted up.
Oh, my God.
Take a look under there. Look at that.
Gross.
That's enough to make you upchuck. I swear to God it is. Mike really had the gag reflex going.
Oh, Wendell,
Wendell, come look at this piece of equipment Mike just picked up.
Look underneath this thing.
Under the turret here?
Yeah. Look at that. Oh, my
hey,
God.
Is that a condom?
Oh, Wendell. Oh, that's gross, man.
I'll put your fingers in it.
Oh, gross.
It's gross.
Oh. So the dirt would be one reason that the equipment doesn't work, huh?
The dirt? Nah. The dirt had
The dirt has nothing to do with the fact that the equipment doesn't work.
No, when you were having problems with Buzz's room being intermittent,
yeah.
I changed the switch out in there, and that was where. I mean, it was dirty too. But if you notice, if you punch the buttons along there, they have a nicer, cleaner, newer feel to them.
Do they really?
Yeah. Isn't that delightful? I can see you're underwhelmed.
Trust me, it
sucked worse before.
Like I don't feel any great play in these buttons.
No, I lost Buzz. Sure. Where'd Buzz go? Buzz, say something.
Where?
Hold on. I lost him.
Buzz?
Hello, Buzz?
Buzz, come in, Buzz.
Damn it.
Are you there, Buzz?
Here I am.
I got him. Okay. Well, if you could put a written complaint in for us.
Okay.
That we're pissed about all of this, and it goes beyond karma.
We just need to have this place steam cleaned. Or
you know something, in all seriousness, really, as far as just getting this whole room, you know, not necessarily, you guys have to handle the nuts and the bolts, and there's a lot of stuff inside the equipment, but
yeah.
There's a lot of crap that just floats around this whole place. And it, you know, we, do you remember when we talked about this before on the air?
Yes.
And nothing happened? There's just a lot of people smiling around here going, hey, it's okay.
It's all fine.
Okay. Thank you, Wendell.
Thank you, though.
Anytime.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Wendell.
That's generally how it goes around here.
Absolutely. This will not result in anything, ladies
and
gentlemen.
No, absolutely not. The phones will still suck. The computer will still suck.
Right.
It'll still be dirty in here like inside somebody's underpants.
Uh-huh. I'm just more aware of the filth than I've ever been aware before.
Well, like I said, the filth is secondary.
Right.
I just wish the phones worked correctly. Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Detroit.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys on the air right now?
Yeah, of course we are.
Okay. Well, they cut the commercial there for a second ago.
Well, who knows? That could have been a problem with our satellite. Our satellite could be effed up, too, for all I know.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I know the filth is secondary to you, but you didn't just look in the middle of a Petri dish that's 3 inches from your hand.
Oh, hey, I saw inside the control board, man. There's bad stuff over here. Bad stuff. This is a bad station, man. This equipment is so bad. You heard Wendell, circa 1985.
So gross.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hey, I got a story about some dirt for you.
And now I'm pissed because now the phones are operating perfectly.
Of course.
What's the problem, Mike?
I found something, and you got to come over here.
All right, hold on.
I want you to identify this, and I want you to tell me what this is.
All right,
I
found toenails in the newsroom.
All right, I just looked down at this. I want you to look at that, and you tell me if you don't think that is blood.
Where?
Right there. Is that blood?
That is blood!
No!
That is blood!
Yeah, it is.
There's blood!
Well,
dried blood.
You know.
It's not mine.
Jesus.
You know that.
Jesus. You know, G. Gordon Liddy's not been feeling well recently.
I just became aware of
he just had some kind of surgery a couple of days ago.
Oh, my God.
He really did.
Oh, man. I mean, okay. Let's do the show, man. No problem at all.
When did you find toenails, Buzz?
It's been a few months ago.
That was Cakes that was doing that.
Yeah, I think so. We finally got to the root of the problem, and the toenails have stopped, but they've been in here. Lots of them.
Sports junkies, all very clean.
Big, dirty ones.
Gross, man. Gross.
God.
Like, I'm just pissed now. The phones work now.
Phones work now.
Now that we have the engineer's attention, the phones work now.
Sure. I was fine when I was unaware of all. You know, I was aware, but I wasn't aware. You know how when you become more aware of something, and now I'm totally aware, and now it's disgusting.
Hey, listen, hold on there. You on the phone. Hold on, okay? Hello, hold on. Can you hold on?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We have a much more important call on line 6. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hello.
Hi. I was wondering if I could sign up for strip trivia.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite.
Yeah, you want to get naked in this room, honey.
Exactly.
What is your name, please?
Ann.
Ann, where are you calling from?
Falls Church, Virginia.
Falls Church. How old are you, Ann?
21.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I was trying to think of one for you guys, and I couldn't. I'm really sorry.
Another piece of mystery meat.
Yep, about that.
Ann, are you fuggly?
No.
No.
Could you give us your vitals?
I'm about 5'7". I have curly hair. Not fat.
You what?
Not fat. That's
not fat.
Not fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
nothing very exciting. Sorry.
What about your breasticles?
Oh, breasticles? Yeah. About, sorry, 36B.
Oh, okay.
We'll pull right you down.
Very
here.
Good.
Curly headed Ann.
And there's nobody even remotely close that you want to try to guess.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, thank you, Ann.
Sure.
We'll see you tomorrow for the game. If you hold on, the producer needs to talk to you.
Great, thanks.
Hold on a second, please. Oh, look. Well, that makes 10 girls now.
All right.
That's at least one good thing that's happened on today's show.
We got a few more girls.
Very good. So we're up to 10. We got a couple more roles that are up for the guys. Robbie, I think you're going to have to get Mike like a wet one or something. Because he is really, really flipped out about the dried blood that he found on his side of the console.
I'm going to the janitor's closet to get the cleaning supplies, and I'm doing it myself.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, ma'am. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
That wasn't nice at all.
So what's the point of that? You call, you ask if it's us,
right?
And we say, yes, it's us, and then she hangs up on us.
Cool. Not right.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Mindy Cohn. I want to play strip trivia. Mrs. Garrett and I want to come on down and show you how to take it all.
Would that we would be that lucky.
Okay, thank you, my friend. All right, goodbye. All right, listen. Let's just take a moment to clear our heads.
Absolutely. Very good idea.
I think we all saw a little bit more than we wanted to see during a little tour of the equipment here at the radio station.
It was horrible.
I'm telling you, folks, this is just an awful place to work.
It's gross.
This is just an awful place to work. You know, the station makes, I hate to tell you what the station makes in a year.
It's obscene.
That the station makes, and I'm not exaggerating, the station makes like between $20 and $30 million a year in profit. After they pay everybody, they make $20 to $30 million a year in profit. Yet we are surrounded by garbage! And blood!
Blood!
And all this stuff that was inside. The board and phones that don't work.
Oh, Christ.
We should have gone to New York.
Absolutely.
I swear to God we should have. We've made the wrong move again.
They said that's crappier.
Again, I don't care. Again, we've made the wrong move. When are we going to learn?
I don't know.
From now on, we just got to start doing whatever we think. We got to do the opposite.
I don't know, Louie. I don't know.
That's all I can say. We just got to start doing the opposite. Because every time we do what we think is right, it ends up just taking a big crap on us.
You're right about that.
Right on our forehead.
Absolutely.
How's that blood, Mike?
I'm staring at it.
We'll be back right after this.
Are always encouraged to call the Don and Mike Show at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. Call us and get intimate.
And that weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
Personally responsible for all of CBS's success, Don and Mike.
All right, trying to forget what we've seen now. Let's move ahead with the show, because we do have a real show planned for you today.
Absolutely.
Not just talking about the blood and the hair and the toenails and the equipment that doesn't work.
There's lots of good stuff on the show today.
Yep. Hold on. Here's a guy who says he's calling us from a hospital. And he's in a hospital for chronic diarrhea.
Okay, very good.
Positive he's goofing us.
What?
But let's see. Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm very, very sick.
No, you're not. You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Guarantee you are.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know why I think that.
Because.
I'm very, very sick.
Now, I will tell you that... what's his name? Rockhead talked to this guy during the commercials.
Yeah, and he cuffed me out, too.
Right, and rightly so. Joe Rockhead told me that this... Excuse me, Mike Rockhead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Told me that this guy says he's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we don't believe him.
Right.
And we called back, we star 69, and we got what sounded like a fake message.
Sounded like a hospital?
No, not at all. You know what? As a matter of fact, I will talk to you later. Goodbye.
All right.
If you're real, I have your phone number. I'll call you back.
All right.
Now watch.
928.
Yep. Okay.
Zero.
Okay.
To call this number, enter 1.
Okay,
otherwise.
Now. This is the number that we get.
Oh, hold on a second.
Okay.
We'll see what this number, where it leads us. Well, now it's busy.
Okay, Rockhead played this with me during the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he star 69, this guy during the commercials,
right?
He got what sounded like a homemade message with a guy saying, "Hello, this is Fairfax Hospital. If you're star 69ing somebody from the hospital, we have no way of knowing exactly who it is."
Okay,
okay. Idiot.
All right. He's an idiot.
Hold on, let me see.
What
fun. The pursuit of idiots is fun.
This message will explain to you what has occurred on your caller ID box. Fairfax Hospital has 130 outgoing trunks that are shared by employees, patients, and visitors of the hospital. Every time someone dials an outside number from Fairfax Hospital, they access one of these trunks. Each trunk has a designated number associated with it.
Right.
The number you see on your caller ID box is one of our trunk numbers. It does not tell us whom from our facility actually has called you.
That's not like a fake.
If it's not fake, they got the wrong guy for this job.
Okay, so when we start 69, the guy
will explain to you what has occurred on your caller ID box. Fairfax Hospital has 130 outgoing trunks.
100.
All right, hold on. Here's
100.
A lady.
100.
Here's a lady who says she works at this very hospital. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Don.
Hello, Barbara.
How are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Yes, I work there. That message is actually very legit.
Oh, you are kidding me.
You are kidding me.
Well, why'd they put the idiot on the message machine?
I don't know. When I get calls at home from the hospital on my caller ID, it has prefixes of 204-849-698.
Yeah.
So
that's what we had. See, we were positive that this is a scam. That some kid's trying to jerk our chain.
I know.
And that they had even gone to the extent of making a fake message.
Didn't he say he was in a hospital for chronic diarrhea?
Yes.
I guess he was in the hospital for chronic diarrhea. It wasn't a hospital for chronic diarrhea.
Right. Well, no, I hadn't figured that part out.
Right.
That he wasn't in a hospital specifically for people with chronic diarrhea.
See, that's what it sounded like to me.
Okay.
I'm in the diarrhea hospital.
But you're saying, Barbara, that's on the level.
Yes, it is.
Well, then why does the hospital have such a rube doing their announcement?
Well, I can't get into that because we're on public airwaves and I'm still an employee.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's... My little bastard back.
All right, he was legit. He's really in the hospital. Now I feel bad.
He's very, very sick.
Yeah, remember that. That's the first thing he said.
So he's very, very sick.
I'm very, very sick.
We'll have to apologize.
You know, but hold off on that apology, man.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. Trust me. Trust him.
Like, he went through a whole thing with Rockhead during the commercials.
He might be in the restroom now.
Because of his chronic diarrhea?
Exactly. Is this the main number? When you're in the hospital, do you have your own phone number?
You have your own phone number, or you can, be in a group room when you, you have... Actually, even when you're in a group room, you have your own number. Your own phone number. Mm-hmm. You would know that, wouldn't you, Buzz?
Yes, I would. I lived there for a year.
All right, well, the squirt's not picking up his phone.
Fairfax is one phone for two beds.
In the room.
There's two beds, two rooms.
If you're not in a private room, right?
I don't think he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I should be hanging out in the lobby.
Tried to call him back. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, could you put me on hold if you're doing a contest? Because I'm not calling for a contest.
What? We're not doing a contest.
Oh, then how come I was told I have to be 18th caller of the last call I just made?
Pardon me?
Well, the last call I just made... Out of the second one out of three, I had to call back.
What are you trying to win?
Hold on. Here, the producer had talked to you. What?
I told you you need to be 18 years
old. I'm not calling for anything.
You need to be 18.
All callers to this show have to be 18. For anything.
You're 18 years old. And that's why.
There you go.
So sometimes it is a better show in the back room where they're answering the phones than it is in here where we actually talk to people.
I would have loved to hear phase one of that conversation.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, it's Grant Napier.
What? Hello?
Please, somebody would taste.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, 666, Wagon and Bourbon Sauce.
They're beginning to descend upon us now.
Hello, we're being outnumbered now. Hello, turn your radio down, please.
Hey, it's down now.
Well, it wasn't. Thank you, though.
What? You Sasquatch?
Oh, please.
Come on. Circle the wagons, boys.
Oh, boy.
We're calling Junior with diarrhea back.
Yeah, now I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Absolutely.
The number you have reached. Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Area code 20.
Oh, I used the wrong line.
Junior, how's your chronic diarrhea?
How is it going? Did he eat some bad food?
Hospital for diarrhea.
I've got my junior. He's in there with chronic diarrhea. Get in my belly. I'm dead sexy. Because of my diarrhea.
Baby back.
Hey, little man. Give me the baby. Get in my belly.
Well, you know, here we are trying to call this youngster back.
I'm thinking the worst. I mean, it's a horrible thought, but, you know, maybe we were just his last lifeline.
It's like on the Regis game show. I want to use the lifeline.
Are you sure? Is that your final answer?
You're dying of diarrhea? Is that your final answer?
You confident?
All right. Well,
so much for the little runt.
Somebody tell the kid we tried to call him back.
Hello.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, hello there.
Hey, I'm calling from Iceland, believe it or not.
Pardon me?
Don, I'm calling from Iceland.
You know, you sound like Tommy Flanagan a little bit the way you did.
I'm calling from Iceland.
You're really in Iceland?
Absolutely, sir.
Why?
Well, I'm up here in the military. I left D.C. about 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
What town are you in?
Keflavik.
Okay. Keflavik. Keflavik is a town in Iceland.
Is it really?
Yes.
Where is Iceland?
I have no idea.
Where is Iceland?
Iceland is at the top of the world. It's next to Greenland.
Okay.
Pretty close, guys.
Rob's trying to map it out for me now.
Thank you, Rob.
And what they always say is that Greenland is covered with ice,
right,
and Iceland is covered with green.
Right.
Yes.
Really? How cold is it in Iceland, sir?
Right now it's about 57 degrees.
And the ordinary.
E8 me.
What is an E8, sir?
Oh, it's a senior master sergeant.
Okay, thank you. You could have just said that to us right from the beginning.
You're a relatively high-ranking enlisted man.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You've been in a while. You've been in probably 5-6 years?
Oh, plus 15.
Wow.
Why couldn't you just tell us you're a sergeant?
Okay. I'm a sergeant, Don. Sorry.
How you doing?
Are you lonely up there? Are you like one of those guys in a big igloo all by yourself for 8 months at a crack or something?
No, we just missed. I just missed a show and wanted to give you guys a shout.
How much liberty do you get?
All right, today we get sunshine liberty. When the sun shines up here, they let us go home early, so we're home early and we're calling the Don and Mike show.
You get any good TV?
Actually, we get ESPN kind of delayed.
Are you married?
Yes.
You got your family up there?
No, they're down in your hometown there of Waldorf.
Waldorf, Maryland.
Waldorf, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Whose hometown is that?
Both of ours.
The fishing place.
You got yourself a little Iceland honey to make those long winter nights?
Oh, we can't do that.
Oh, sure you can. You're in the military.
Sure.
Come on.
Oh, I know. I bet it's probably a hooker, right? It's probably an Iceland hooker you got.
Do they have any good cat houses in Iceland?
Oh, not nearly as...
All right, hold on.
Downtown DC.
Hold on, Sergeant. We have somebody on the phone. This is one great thing about doing this show. Somebody on the phone that says, this person knows all about Iceland and you're wrong about everything.
Really?
Really, okay. Hello, Pat.
Yeah.
Hello, Pat.
Yeah.
What, you're an expert on Iceland?
Well, my wife works for Iceland Air.
Okay.
And Keflavik is the airport, not Reykjavik is the capital. And that's the only place that they'll come into.
Huh? You lost me. Why does that mean this guy's wrong?
Well, because it's also 5 hours ahead because I came back from Norway last night, and Norway's 6 hours ahead. Iceland's 5 hours ahead of us.
You know, you're not making a real good case here. I thought you know everything about Iceland.
I never said I knew everything about Iceland. I just knew that Keflavik is the airport.
Is it a town?
No, it's the airport.
Is there a base there?
We probably do have an Air Force base there.
But he doesn't know.
Well, then if they have an Air Force base, then this guy would be on the level.
Well, by saying you're from Reykjavik or you're in Keflavik, isn't that a little... Saying you're saying you're at the airport.
If the base is at the airport and you're at Keflavik Airport, that's where you're from.
Sergeant, what is your answer to that?
I love you, Mike. You're on the ball. You know more than he does. You don't even know where Iceland is.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
Sorry about that.
Nice try.
Oh, I love it. All right, hold on a second. Let me see. Dana. Hello, Dana.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, Mike. It's Mike O'Mara from the Caps games.
Are you the lady that used to yell at me at the Caps games?
There.
Oh, this girl.
I remember this girl.
Oh, man.
I used to tell this girl. She would call her show up, and I would tell her when Mike had cap season tickets. I would tell her to stand up during the game and point at Mike and go, look, everybody.
I finally got
it's Mike O'Mara.
I finally got an usher. She did it so many times, and it pissed me off so bad.
Oh, no, she's great.
I finally got an usher. I said, tell her to stop.
She is great.
How many times total do you think you did that?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
You're the lady that used to wear the Caps jersey, right?
I still do.
You still do, and I mean, she would walk up and stand. Inevitably, it was one year when I had a seat right on the aisle, and she would come over and like be three rows in front and point at me and scream at the top of her lungs.
She's fantastic.
Again and again and again.
Fantastic.
Many years ago.
Well, what can we do for you, Dana?
Hey, I know Patton Oswalt, who plays with Leah Remini and Kevin James.
You know who?
His name is Patton. He plays Spence on King of Queens. I want to know why you guys never have him on the show.
Spence?
Oh, Spence is the guy that's... He's really funny.
Yeah. Is that the guy with glasses?
Yeah, the goofy guy that lives with his mother?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we've never had him on the show because, we don't know him.
Dude, he's, like, totally awesome.
Is he? Would he be a good guest on the show?
He'd be awesome. He's hysterical.
All right, well, if you know him, call him and tell him to call our show.
I haven't talked to him since my brother went to college with him. That's the thing. You guys can get him on the show.
Yeah. All right. And maybe, like, if you see him in a restaurant sometime, you can walk into the middle of the restaurant and scream at him!
Thank you, Dana. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, okay.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
She would call the show and she'd go, Mike, are you going to the hockey game tonight? Mike would go, yes. I'd say, Dana, when he's really enjoying himself, stand up and point at him and scream his name as loud as you possibly can.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Fantastic.
And she would do that, too.
She's so good.
She would do that. You see a little farewell tone when we said goodbye, and a normal person would go goodbye also. Notice how that didn't happen?
No,
okay.
It didn't.
Draw your own conclusion.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, this is Gladys, and I know everything about Iceland.
Gladys, listen, I'm positive you're on a restriction, honey.
Well, I'm just giving info. I was stationed in Iceland. I was in the Air Force.
Where were you? Where was the base?
It's Keflavik Air Base. Now, the base is there, and the fence is not to keep people from getting on the base.
You know, Gladys, I asked you, I asked you a very specific question. You were unable to answer it. You had to go into your, like, prepared spiel without answering.
Did you fly a broom in the Air Force?
No, I flew on the EC-121. I was the first active duty woman to ever fly on that airplane after it.
What a lucky base that was.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine being on an Air Force base with this woman there?
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen. I bet a bunch of guys know me.
Oh, really?
That's enough to make guys go gay. That's enough to make guys go gay right there.
Party girl.
No, I traveled all around the world. I was very lucky.
Now, Gladys, listen, very seriously, you are without a doubt one of our biggest, most loyal supporters, but you are also the most annoying person that calls us, which is why we have to put you on restrictions, but you cannot keep breaking the restrictions.
Well, this was useful information. Keflavik, the fence is to keep the Air Force people from going into town.
All right, was he legit when he said Keflavik? Was the guy legit? The easy question, Gladys.
It's the airport, yes. Everything flies in there. Commercial and...
Is there a base there?
Yes, it's an Air Force base.
Thank you, Gladys.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
This satisfies our Gladys quota till November.
There you go.
October.
Oh, one more question, Gladys, about Iceland.
Yes.
Was it a dry climate?
Party girl.
I was.
Because, Gladys has told us she's very arid. Down there.
I shouldn't give my maiden name. I bet someone would know me, especially in your Sacramento listening area.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
Yep.
You're dying to, Gladys. You're dying to give out that maiden name.
Your maiden name?
Potter. Sergeant Potter.
Gladys?
Sergeant. Gladys. Gladys, come on home to daddy.
Gladys the Gobbler.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Gladys the Gonad Gobbler.
Where's Gladys Potter?
Hey, school starts tomorrow. I'm going to run down the street naked, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Well, won't the neighbors be thrilled?
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you guys.
All right, goodbye, girls. Yeah, now all the people in our neighborhood can go out and get their video tapes ready.
Oh, listen, hold on. We still got the guy from Iceland on the phone, huh?
All right, listen, have you had your fill of the show today?
Hey, you guys are doing great.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Appreciate it for letting me hang on the line.
You're very welcome. Hey, you ever hear of Gladys Potter over there?
Oh, no.
She was the bass horn.
And the fence was to keep her in.
There you go.
Oh, Gladys Potter.
Ask some of your older COs if they ever heard of Gladys Potter.
Yeah, ask them if they remember the train.
Gladys the goofy gonad gobbler. Choo choo Potter.
One party on the base devoted entirely to Gladys. And a line of GIs out the door a mile long.
Goodbye now.
Bye now, guys.
Goodbye.
Love you.
All right, well, that guy was really calling from Iceland, and apparently the kid was really calling us from a diarrhea ward in a hospital.
Yeah, and it was a chance to talk to the gunhead gobbler.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, if this guy's really from Iceland, how does he know the new phone number?
That is an excellent question.
But he's gone.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he's gone. I just let him go.
This is gone!
But that's,
all right.
That is an excellent query.
Yes, it is. I wish we could ask him.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Show.
Goodbye. I know the dumbest show ever. That's the show. We'll be back with more in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just think my best boss is doing all right.
Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You see my baseball?
Yeah, I see it. You see that girl over there? She has. Except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my wiener?
Cowboy. How about you, Tim? It wasn't bad. The Don and Mike Show.
We're about ready to stop trolling for Girl Sister Trivia. We do have 10 confirmed for tomorrow's episode.
That is very exciting.
We'll give it a couple more seconds. And we'll open the lines up for your boys. We also have to fill the bus up. Let me just clear out a couple of lines on hold here.
Very good.
And then we'll do some bus winners, I think. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
remind me, I gotta read you a story about Regis and his stripper girlfriend. Hi, how are you? God, you're gorgeous.
Hello. You scared, Mike? Oakland?
Oh, it's a Red Sox
ball. No, not scared at all.
And you know, last night, neither one of our guys did dick in the home run race.
No, there weren't a lot of National League games last night.
They both played, though.
Did they both play?
They both played. No home runs. So if the season ended today.
Right.
Sosa McGuire tied at 47. That means that Dennis would be going to Buzz's house.
Woohoo!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hi, Don.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I just wanted to call and see if you guys had talked to Olivet Spellman lately.
No, frankly, we're afraid to call. You can understand that. You can understand that.
Oh, she was so nice.
She was wonderful, and we're just afraid to make the call because we're afraid of not hearing that phone be picked up.
She was confused, but no. She was nice.
She may be taking a dirt nap right now.
Oh, no.
Yes, could be.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
That's a lady we gave a TV to a couple of years ago.
That would be very sad if we had to find that out. You know, we'd answer the phone. It's like, hello? Hey, you sound like a young person. Well, we moved in. We moved in a week ago.
Oh, and when we moved in, there was a beautiful television and a satellite receiver in this house.
Fantastic. Came with the house.
We get every channel for free. And the satellite people told us the woman that owned it before never utilized it.
The remote was still wrapped in plastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
That's cool. We shouldn't make those jokes.
No, not at all.
We shouldn't make those jokes until we're positive she's passed on.
Of course.
Hello? Hello?
It's her calling now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. This is Ann the Lesbian.
Ann the Lesbian. Hello, Ann.
Hey, you know, today I got all the way to right in front of your building before I realized that the strip trivia wasn't going to be today.
All right. Tomorrow, Ann the Lesbian.
Can we call you Eager Ann the Lesbian?
Well, you know, I actually got home and there was a message on my machine, so I did the Star 69, and that's why I'm calling you right now.
Why?
Okay.
Apparently someone called me to tell me that, and I wasn't home to find it out.
I'm sure that was our fabulous production staff calling you to let you know that Strip Trivia is tomorrow.
Tomorrow on the show.
Oh, okay. So you're getting lots of good-looking naked women?
We have a lot of question marks. We have a lot of mystery meat on tomorrow's show. Lots of women who couldn't tell us who they look like, Ann.
Oh, darn. Okay, well, I'm sure you'll have some winners.
Well, that could be a good thing, too, you know, when they don't know what they look like.
There's a Gina Davis and an Uma Thurman.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
And a Helen Hunt.
And the redheaded...
Helen Hunt.
Right.
Redheaded Helen Hunt, that's right.
Right, and a Jamie Lee, you know, hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
And both genitalias.
And don't forget the guys. Oh, you don't care about that.
Right. Yeah. All right, and the lesbians. See you tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, and Eager Ann.
Eager Ann. Eager Ann, the beaver-loving lesbian. Especially because Eager rhymes with beaver.
Yeah, that's right. Eager. Eager Beaver.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike.
Nothing will top Gladys Gonad Gobbler.
Gobbler.
The Gonad Gobbling Gal.
Gladys Potter, the Gonad Gobbler.
Hello, sir.
Yes, this is strange. I was just calling from near Syracuse. I'm away to Rochester. Wanted to find out what frequency you're on there. I've been away from the D.C. area for almost a year now.
In Rochester?
Yeah. Are you still right up there?
Yeah, we are. I have no idea what the station is, though. I mean, I know it's...
crazy without you guys.
I know it's WHTK.
What?
WHTK. That's the station in Rochester.
Do you know what the frequency is?
No. Sorry, Kenneth, I don't. Thank you, though.
What's better than this apple cobbler? It's Gladys Potter, the gonad gobbler.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Surf.
All right, these lines are cleared up. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Frisky Dr. Mudd calling.
Yes, Dr. Mudd.
Yes, I would like to give you all a free examination.
Really? What kind of examination, Doc?
Oh, I just want to give you a good, clean colon cleansing.
You do?
Yes.
Well, why do you think that's necessary, Doctor?
Oh, just a hunch.
Just a hunch?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Got a hunchback.
Is this really the, what's that guy that calls Buzz all the
Jorge.
Time?
Jorge.
Yeah, is this Jorge? Jorge?
No, this is not Jorge.
Sounds an awful lot like Jorge.
Sure does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shall I use my real voice?
Yeah, try that.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, so this isn't Jorge.
Okay, all right, goodbye.
Hey, this is also a rental mortgage one, huh?
Oh, okay,
terrific.
Thank you.
Terrific sketch.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Okay, one more call, and it's Mike the TV boy. Hello, Mike the TV boy, who incidentally in recent calls... has risen his stock up again.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he's a rising stock.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Unlike Infinity Stock, which just will not budge.
Right, absolutely.
For those of you like myself who invested all of your child's college money in Infinity Stock.
In a holding pattern.
Hello?
Yes.
Is it Bob Barker?
Yes.
Bob Barker. Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Hello, Bob.
Burbank.
Burbank. Oh, you want to talk to Buzz?
Yes.
Hi, Bob Barker.
Yes.
Yeah, hi.
Burbank, I want you to listen carefully.
Okay, I'm listening, Bob.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Bob.
Pick a number.
I'll say six.
Oh, that was a bad shot. Try again.
Okay, seven.
You ready?
Yeah, I think I'm ready, Bob.
Pick a number.
All right, I'll pick a number. Seven.
Is it three?
No, sorry, Bob. It was seven.
One more shot.
Okay.
Let me try three, Bob.
All right.
All right.
Burbank, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Bob.
Pick a number.
Okay, I think this time, Bob, I'm going to pick the number three.
You got to get this right or we're through.
Okay, but I'm pretty confident that it's three.
Is it three?
It's three, Bob.
No.
Oh, sorry, Bob. It's not three.
We led you down the wrong path, Bob.
What a shame. I thought we had a winner, Bob.
Burbank.
Yes?
You've been a disappointment.
Yeah, well, I know. It's not the first time, Bob, and I'm sorry about it. I'm sorry about it all.
Yes. It's terribly complicated.
I know it is. Who's the big disappointment today, Bob?
Burbank.
Right. Who's the swinger on this show?
Burbank.
Mm-hmm. Who's the atheist on this show?
Oh, God.
Burbank.
No, Bob.
Who's the guy who has elective surgery on every single vacation break?
Burbank.
Right. Who has ultra-sensitive nipples?
Burbank.
Right, Bob.
Yes, he does.
Oh, Bob.
Burbank.
Yeah, I didn't even ask that time, but you're right. Burbank. All right, Bobby, we got to go.
Much to your surprise, Burbank.
What? Much to your surprise, Burbank what?
You lose.
Oh, he loses. Oh, that's what he was waiting to say.
But I'm not surprised. But thanks, Bob.
That's the end of the game, Bob.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Bob. Anything in parting you'd like to say?
No.
No. Okay. All right. See you later, Bob.
Yes.
Okay. Goodbye.
Right.
There he goes. From Mike the TV boy.
Burbank, he's still working. Still working overtime.
He's picked it up.
Is it three?
Burbank.
No.
Burbank. Burbank. All right, here's the shocking charge. Oh, Reege, what a lover.
God, you're cute.
Stripper claims she had hot sex with married talk show host.
Is that your final answer?
He was one of the best I ever had.
Oh, that is gross. Okay.
Before I read you the story, I'll give you a list of other people she says she banged.
Okay.
I should tell you that the thing that makes this story a little bogus is that this alleged banging between Regis and the stripper
right.
happened 27 years ago.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, that waters it down quite a bit.
When she was on Regis's local Saturday night talk show.
Hey, welcome. It's New York City Live.
She says that besides Regis, oh, she's going to tell you now the top 10 celebrities she banged.
Okay.
Okay. Burt Lancaster.
I just want to say, you're fantastic. Was I as good as Regis?
George Raft.
Oh, my God.
Glenn Ford.
That shows you how old she is.
Oh, my God.
Regis. Vince Edwards.
Who's he?
Ben Casey.
Ah, Ben Casey. All right.
Joe D. The great Joe DiMaggio.
Right.
Desi Arnaz.
Hey, let's see.
Walter Winchell.
Wow.
Jeez. Wow. Ray Danton. I've never heard of him.
No.
And Jack Carter.
Jack Carter. She liked the New Yorkers.
Those are the celebrities she said she banged. And she says of all of them, who was the best?
Regis. Of course, because he's the only one that's happening right now.
Who is the worst celebrity she ever made love to? Jerry Lewis.
Oh. Hey.
She said he was selfish, spoiled, and conceited.
Oh, my. Well, that's accurate.
All right, here's the story. A former stripper has come forward after 27 years to claim that TV host Regis Philbin had a steamy one-night stand with her while married to his current wife, Joy. And, of course, real nice, you know, they put Joy's picture in here also.
Is that her up in the upper left?
Yeah, that's the stripper.
Okay.
There she is. And there's Regis having a lot of fun pinning a microphone to her 40 double D bus.
Okay.
So they have an actual picture of her on Regis's local talk show.
Hey, let me help you with that microphone. God, you're great. Listen, we're in a commercial break right now, but I want to make love to you in the elevator.
I shared one night of sex with Regis in 1972.
One night of sex with Regis.
Not knowing he was a married man. He was the best lover I ever had. Sexy Liz, who acted on TV shows in the 50s, and later stripped for burlesque shows, so she plans to rate her top 10 celebrities in her upcoming book, The Secrets of Romance, Sex, and Love.
Yeah.
And she says Regis is number one.
We got to get this lady on the show.
Regis was sweet and cuddly, Liz reveals. I thought if I'd married him and had that kind of sex every night, I would be content. Regis spokesperson Jim Griffin denies this story.
Of course he does.
After the show, Regis called me at home to flirt, she says. He was coming on to me in a sweet way. Regis had been married to his current wife, Joy, for 2 years, but Liz says she had no idea. He never mentioned being married.
Hey, would you like some Harvest Crisps?
It was only years later when I read an article about Regis that I realized he was married when we had sex.
Oh, God.
But that didn't stop Regis from inviting the sultry bombshell back on his show to promote her book, My Face for the World to See. This time, Liz says, Regis was more suggestive than sweet, groping his guest when he had to attach the microphone to her chest.
God, let me help you there.
I have huge breasts, and he was having a hard time finding a place to put the mic.
I just don't know what to do with this. I can't find the right place.
I was wearing a tight, low-cut, short dress. His hands brushed against my boobs, and Regis seemed to enjoy it. He definitely touched me more than was necessary.
Let me help you with that.
After the show, he asked me, is it okay if I join you later in your hotel room tonight? Yeah, nice come on mine, Regis.
There you go. The always smooth Regis Philbin.
Although Liz was married at the time to six-husband Tom Freeman,
lucky man,
she admits their marriage was plagued with infidelity.
Huh.
So she accepted Regis's proposition. He knocked on her hotel door at midnight. Hi, how are you?
Okay, hold on. We have to do a break, then I'll tell you about the sex.
I brought Chinese food and little Regis. Okay, before we get to the rest of the Regis banging the stripper story, here's what we have to do. We have to fill up the bus for Paramount's King's Dominion.
That's right.
I know you've heard about this in the last couple of weeks. Dennis Murphy, major acting star, is taking a busload of our listeners to Paramount's King's Dominion next Thursday, August 26th, for a day of fun, all expenses paid, at this great amusement park, King's Dominion.
You're going to have a great time. Who doesn't have a good time with Dennis Murphy?
You'll be eating at King's Dominion's newest restaurant, Bubba Gum Shrimp Shack, and enjoy Bubba's favorite shrimp fixins.
I got to read that. I know you do, and nobody reads it better.
So if you are available to go, we have two seats on the bus for the first five callers.
That's right. First five are lucky.
Phone number 1-877-365-3636. But only call if you're available to go next Thursday, August 26th, with Dennis Murphy to Paramount's King's Dominion. We'll be back with the big wieners.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Uncle Jude, how was Boca?
Wonderful. I don't go down enough.
That's not what I heard.
About what?
Nothing, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Last time, Aunt Bobby bought me live piranha.
You believe that was a piranha? Come on.
That woman is not your aunt.
Libby, I warned you. Stop that. Bobby's a sweet, sweet girl.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Oh, what did I say? It's this wife of yours. She's got the giggles.
Can I excuse? And we just sat down.
How are you going to play tomorrow? You don't eat.
He's right, Meg. You need protein.
No, I don't, because I quit.
You quit? What are you talking about? With Ellie back, you can go to the States.
A girl slits her wrists, and all you can think about is a game?
Well, it wasn't like freaking Cobain. It was just a little suicidal gesture, that's all.
No, no, no. Actually, the thing is, I'm sorry. Here's Don and Mike. Oh.
We'll get our callers for the King's Dominion here in just a second. I got to tell you something funny. Just up on the third floor, went up, locked our office door. You know, we got to remember to do that when we come down to do the show every day.
Why? There have been people in there?
What? You don't like that.
Well, I thought it's been open like forever.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that?
I thought when you left the office every day, you closed the door.
No, I always think that somebody has to come in after we're done, and that's why I've always left that open.
Does anybody have to go up after we're done?
No, because we don't keep the CDs in there anymore.
No, so anyway.
Used to, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. So I happen to be up on the third floor. I see our door's open, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I go to shut the door, and then I see the gerbil. And he says, hey, you want to hear something funny? I said, yeah, sure. He says, you guys are doing it again. I said, what's that? He said, I was just on the phone with, I won't give the guy's name because he's probably listening right now. Guy's a super prick, a radio consultant, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. Jeremy's on the phone with a radio consultant. And the guy is busting Jeremy's balls saying, how could our show have any listeners? Because the guy just flew into town and he turned the radio on when he heard us spend a half hour on how the phones suck and when we had Wendell take apart the board.
Hello, consultant.
And I said to Jeremy, well, did you explain to the guy that, you know, what we do on the show is what really happens in here? And Jeremy said, no. No, I didn't. I said, well, why didn't you stand up for us? He says, I don't want everyone to know the secrets of why this station is so hot.
That's Jeremy all the way, though.
That's fine, Jeremy.
That is Jeremy. You know something? And the scary thing is he's telling the truth. Yeah. He really is. Yeah. That is the way his mind works. Absolutely.
You know, this happens two or three times a year where some hotshot goddamn radio consultant will come into town.
Right.
A guy that's never heard our show before. Mm-hmm. He'll listen to it. He'll make an instant assumption that there's no way this show is listenable.
Right.
And he'll get back on the airplane and fly out of the town. Dumbfounded of how we could get any ratings on this show.
And Jeremy's right. Never wise up a chump. Let the guy continue to wonder.
Thank you, Bob.
Let the guy continue to wonder.
Never wise up a chump.
Right. W.C. Fields said that.
Never wise up a chump.
Okay.
And I will lock the door every day coming down because I never do because I always thought they needed to get in there. Well, they can get in there if they want because they all have keys. I'm the one that doesn't have the key, but I have a key now and I've had it for a good 8 months, 9 months.
I really have. I've had my key. They bust my chops all the time about not having keys because I lost my keys. And,
right.
And I had to, like, for it seemed like for a year, I had to either beg Rob or Charlie to open the office door when I would, on the rare occasions that I would beat you to the office.
Oh, I got you. Okay,
and I would sit there and they would, you know, I said, you need a key? And it was just a big source of comedy.
Do you have it on your main keychain or do you, like, keep it in your wallet?
I have it,
need a key.
He
doesn't know where his keys are. He gave up on the organizing bus. He's on the Palm Pilot now, and the rest of us have a bet that by Labor Day,
right,
Mike will lose the Palm Pilot.
But it doesn't matter because I've already put all the information from that wonderful gift you gave me into my computer, and I have that on the... So all the information is in there. On the, that's the,
but
on
no,
the hot link that
but
you have there.
The bet is, though, if you're going to lose the actual Palm Pilot itself...
Who took my keys?
We go through this every day with Mike. Every
you
day.
You went upstairs, right? Did you lock the office door?
Hold on. Here
is the producer.
The producer.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Rob.
No problem, partner.
You know, one of these days he's going to smack you, Rob, when you do that.
No, he won't.
Oh, no, I've already smacked him. Rob walked up and gave Charlie a little, please don't stand there. A little playful punch in the arm. So there you go, buddy.
What's going on?
Your keys are on the couch.
Okay.
And I already lost the bet because I thought he'd lose it the first day.
Oh,
the Palm Pilot. Okay.
Would you do me a favor?
No, I'll send Rob, though.
And have Rob, Mikey Rocket if he's not doing something.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Would you go tell Mike to go upstairs? There's your chain of command right there. And listen, Mr. Consultant, Mr. Out-of-Town Consultant, don't bother calling Jeremy now saying that you're listening to the show now and you can't figure out how we get any ratings talking about losing keys.
We're number one, baby.
Right.
We're number one. Okay, it's not getting some... We are number one.
Well, you know, Jeremy said it was the typical. Hey, I can't understand it, man. I heard them talking for an hour about the engineers not being able to fix the studio, man. When do those guys do any bits?
Bits. Our life is a bit.
Please. Listen, let's get our winners.
Life is a bit.
I could get off track here. I got a whole inside radio thing that I could get to right now, but I'll save it for tomorrow.
Very good.
You know that article I was reading yesterday about that disc jockey from the Disc Jockey magazine?
Oh, yeah. The mouth thing?
Yeah. Give me 1 second.
It's a jive.
Just 1 second.
Oh, this is about the disc jockey that lies.
Yeah.
Lies about the work he puts in?
Right. Okay. Now.
It's so funny. It's such a bald-faced lie.
Listen, I'll tell you right now that I work real hard on preparing this show.
Well,
every day.
Do.
I really do. But... There's no way I put in 8 hours of prep a day for this show.
Sure.
I sit down for about an hour in the morning. I write myself notes all day long. And I plan a little outline for what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I hate is when a disc jockey tries to make it like he does more work off the air than on the air. This is a disc jockey magazine called The Mouth.
This is so funny. This is just, it's so funny because you can just see him concocting this.
This is a magazine for disc jockeys where they give you bid ideas.
Okay. Right?
Like, here's a good one. It says, The Weather Kid. Every morning show should have a kid who wants to do the weather. We record a couple of short versions of the weather with a kid doing the forecast. Kids love hearing kids. And then there's the ages of women versus the ages of men. This is supposed to be a phone starter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Between the ages of 13 and 18, she's like Africa, unexplored. Between 19 and 35, she's like Asia, exotic. Oh, there's your keys, Mike.
Rob, you're such a dink.
Between 36 and 45, she's like America. Fully explored, beautiful, and free with her resources. After 58, she's like Australia. Everyone knows it's down there, but who gives a damn?
Oh, my God, please.
Okay, they're supposed to be good phone starters.
They should get people talking, man.
Okay, let me see. Then they have top 10 lists,
because
you know disc jockeys love top 10 lists.
Yeah.
Top 10 signs you've been out of college too long. When you keep more food than beer in your refrigerator.
Oh, man.
When you hear your favorite song in the elevator to work. When you go from 130 days of vacation time to 7.
How tired and bad is this?
Then you have the top 10 podiatrist complaints.
Okay.
Top 10 podiatrist complaints. Running out of odor eaters. Patients who say my jokes are too corny.
Yeah, these are put in these. It's like any one of these publications, any time they try to assist you, nobody gives anything good away, okay?
Right.
And that's the classic example of these crappy things.
And then finally they have like a Karnak feature, okay? The answer is teacup. What does Ice-T wear when he plays baseball?
See, they're not going to give you anything really funny. They won't. Because the real funny stuff, if anybody comes up with anything that's really good...
They keep it to themselves.
Of course they do.
Shrink wrap is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
The question, what would you have if Coolio became a psychiatrist?
Oh, man. Uh-huh.
The answer, Coolio. The question, what do you call a chili Lenny DiCaprio? Coolio.
Oh, my God.
The answer, the thin red line. The question, what would you see if Calista Flockhart wore all red?
Oh, these are so...
Wait, these are awful,
they're
right?
They're angering me.
Okay.
My so God.
You get past that, and then you get to where they have an interview with disc jockeys.
Okay.
Look, they make it like it's a real goddamn interview, okay? The interview is WFLZ's MJ and BJ. Okay, so they're talking about how great they are. Mm-hmm. And then you get back to, here's some of the questions. Would you call your show irreverent?
I think it is at times. But we don't go out of our way to be shock jocks. We're warm and fuzzy.
Does the term shock jock bother you?
It's massively overused. It's become part of the vernacular when you talk about morning radio. It's so easy to slap the term shock jock on. It doesn't bother me. I think it's a ludicrous name.
When do you get to the station?
Our show starts at 5:30. I arrive at 3:30.
Okay, so now the guy's...
That's not true.
The guy's saying that he gets to the radio station at 3:30 in the morning.
3:30. I'm sorry. I guarantee you that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Before you go on the air, what's your prep plan for the show?
Well, basically, my prep work begins at 3 in the afternoon, and I go till 11 o'clock at night.
Okay, so let's do the math here. He goes from 3 in the afternoon to 11 o'clock at night, and he gets to the station, arrives at the station at 3:30.
I have a large satellite system in my house, and I start by watching all the tabloid shows as they feed to the affiliates around the country.
Yeah, because I'm so plugged in.
Then I plug into, obviously, the local news block from 4 till 7 p.m. Watch every single news block. Then after that, I hop on the internet, and I have 50 to 80 sites I hit every day.
It's such a bunch of crap. It's 100% bull crap.
It's gotta be.
I guarantee it is. Wait, and I guarantee you could go down to Tampa, listen to this guy's show, and it would sound just like every other disc jockey show that has in the morning after his name.
Hey, let me tell you something. Here's something that I got on website number 73. This is a fantastic, a little interesting thing after I watch my block of news. Oh, boy, am I tired, because I arrived at the station at 3:30.
Of course, I worked for 8 hours on the show yesterday,
so I am a little beat. You'll pardon me. I am just a tad sleep-deprived.
Radio. And this is the kind of crap that we put up with, like when the consultant calls Jeremy.
Sure.
Says he can't understand how anybody could listen to the show, because we spent a half hour talking about how bad the equipment is.
Because it might be a shock to some of you. We simply don't play the game.
Right.
Happened for quite some time.
You know, we happen to think that our listeners are bright enough that they get it. You know, everybody can relate to working at a crappy place.
Mm-hmm.
Working with crappy equipment, crappy surroundings, crappy bosses.
That's right.
Crappy people.
But if that consultant was here sitting across, we'd say to him, well, usually between 3 and 11 in the afternoon, and then when we arrive at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Let me see. Hey, here's a good bit. This is a bit that MJ and BJ have supplied to the magazine.
Oh, you know it's got to be good if they gave it to the magazine.
Some jokes. Here's some one-liners that they've written. Betty DeGeneres, Ellen's mom, has a new book out called Love, Ellen. Kind of a lackluster title, but I don't blame her. Raging Bull was already taken. Yeah, baby. Dan Quayle has lashed out against the White House's current policy on China. He thinks it's wasteful, and we could save a lot of money by using paper plates instead.
Oh, that's painful stuff.
Hmm. O.J. Simpson's in the news. He shot a TV commercial for a loyal referral service. It was a tense environment for the crew, especially when the director yelled, "Cut!"
Oh, God. So, but they used that last week. And timely is today's headline.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, listen, I could go on with this, man. There's tons in here.
Those are the gems that you come up with when you come in at 3:30.
Hey, how about Martha Stewart's tips for rednecks?
Super!
A centerpiece for the table should never be anything prepared by a taxidermist. Be aggressive. Let her know you're interested. I've been wanting to go out with you since I read that stuff on the bathroom wall 2 years ago. And, of course, do not lay rubber when traveling in a funeral procession.
It sounds like these are also disc jockeys that have the mistaken impression that they're also comedians, which is really a big, big mistake.
And I'll tell you why this is bad. Because disc jockeys are generally lazy, myself included. There's not a disc jockey on the planet that does 8 hours of prep. What your average disc jockey does is subscribe to this bull crap magazine.
Right.
And then he thinks, you know what? Because I got these jokes, I don't have to prep my show.
Absolutely.
I'll just go in tomorrow morning and read, you know, hey, I got some ideas for the show today. Let's have a weather kid. And then I want to get a phone starter with the ages of women versus the ages of men. And hey, don't forget, Joke's dyslexic coming up. You know, teacup. What does iced tea wear when he plays baseball?
Just beware of disc jockeys who have the mistaken impression that they're comedians or musicians. They're neither. Well. They shouldn't try to be.
And then there's a whole page of phone starters for disc jockeys who can't figure out anything to talk about.
Super duper!
Does anyone have a story that nobody ever believes? Hey, our lines are open this morning. Hey, good morning. Have you ever done anything cowardly that you've always regretted? This would be a good time to phone the morning, Drew. Which would you rather have? A high IQ or good looks?
Listen, if you can't make it through on the show, give us a call in the office from 3 to 11.
Listen, our lines are open. We're looking for weird things you've seen your neighbors do. Things that make you nervous. Who's got the worst hair in Hollywood? Hey, what's some strange things you've written off as tax deductions? And you can solicit for CPAs to call also.
Disc jockeys all over America taking magic markers to index cards, transcribing those valuable bits.
Hey, what could you do as a kid that you can't do anymore? I'll give you some examples like cartwheels, cut your toes, stay up real late. Hey, give us a call right now. We're ready for your input. Hey, here's one for you. What's some things you want to do but your husband or wife just won't let you do? That's a whole page in this magazine, Phone Starters.
That will get a lot of people to call. Everybody's got those.
God damn it.
Fantastic. And, of course, they give you the free copy of that magazine, and then they will, at a later date, ask you for the subscription.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and here's the top 10 signs that spring has arrived.
What are they, Don?
Dennis Rodman has started shopping for his Easter dress. Paula Jones rolls her house into the shade.
Feeling nauseous.
And, of course, New York City starts to smell like urine again.
Super duper.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Well, you get it.
Yes.
I mean, you get the idea of what we're talking about.
Radio, what would life be without it?
Right. You know, and this is what the business is like, and some consultant has the balls to call Jeremy and say he's at the airport, and he heard our show, and he doesn't understand how we have any ratings.
Right. Very nice of him to do that. Thank you. Sincerely appreciate that.
Thanks. I wipe my bum with this magazine, okay?
Absolutely.
And all of your stupid radio ideas.
And the consultants. The failed program directors. You know you have
correct.
You have to work really hard to fail as a program director.
Right. I don't want to say that guy's name either.
But you know who it is, Mike.
It's the one we know?
Yes, the one we know.
Really?
Yes, the one we know.
Really?
It's the guy who takes credit for, you know, thinking up our whole show.
Oh, fantastic.
It's him. Or, I take it back, it's a guy that works in his office.
Ah.
A guy who's like his second in command now.
Super duper.
His Will Riker, if you will.
Very exciting.
Hello?
Oh, listen, now, we've been so rude, we made everybody on the telephone wait, but we're just going to fill the bus up there. I'm sorry, but we just got on a great riff with phone starters and some really great relevant material. Hello there.
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Andy.
Andy, where are you from?
Alexandria.
Andy, are you available to go to King's Dominion next Thursday with Dennis Murphy?
Sounds great. Yes, I am.
Who would you like to take with you?
That's a good question. I think I want to... I'm leaning toward Gladys Potter, the Gurnet Gobbler.
Gladys Potter, the Gurnet Gobbler.
Hold on, please, Andy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy. Who's this?
John from Manassas.
Johnny, you're going also with Dennis Murphy to Paramount's King's Dominion.
Looking forward to it.
Two seats on the Don and Mike bus to Paramount's King's Dominion next Thursday, August 26th. Who are you taking with you?
Probably your friend from work.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Hold on, Johnny.
The GIs, they would always mob her. Gladys Spotter,
the
Gonad
Gobbler. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Screw this consultant. It's all good.
Right. Who's this, please?
This is Steve from McLean.
Steve, you are also going to Dennis next Thursday.
Right on.
You know, all these people that take the bus, we're going to have the wireless microphones up at Paramount's King's Dominion. So next Thursday, they'll all be a big part of the show.
Yes, they'll be interviewed by your famous MC.
Who are you going to be taking with you, sir?
Probably my fiance.
Beautiful. Hold on a second, please. All right, let's get two more. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Who's this?
This is Kurt.
Where are you from, Kurt?
Paul Church.
Would you like to go to Dennis Murphy's King's Dominion party?
I guess so.
Next
Thursday. Absolutely.
All right, beautiful. You're in. Who would you like to take with you?
I'm going to have to announce that one later.
Dennis Murphy's amusement park party.
Thank you. Hold on, please. And hello to Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Purnell calling from Annapolis, Maryland.
Purnell, you're also going.
I'm ecstatic.
Thank you for waiting, sir. Next Thursday, August 26th.
I will come with bells on.
You will take the bus with Dennis to King's Dominion, ride all the rides for free, and eat at Paramount's newest restaurant, Bubba Gum Shrimp Shack.
Oh, yeah.
What do they serve at Bubba
Gum Shrimp Shack?
Bubba's favorite shrimp fixins, Mike. For now, who will you be taking with you, sir?
I have no idea.
Beautiful. Hold on a second, please.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Fantastic.
Hold on a second.
That was very morning. Who are you taking? I don't know.
Great. Well, we're not picky.
We're not picky.
Listen, let's get back to the Regis story, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry. We got a little off track.
Sure.
You know, and that's why Jeremy, as a rule, should never talk to me during the show.
I know. You get all agitated.
I sure do. I said to him, I said, well, why didn't you tell that guy that we kick ass? Well, I don't want him to know any of the trade secrets.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Why defend us?
Yeah.
Right. What's the point? You got a number one afternoon show. Why scream from the highest mountaintop?
Right.
Just some dink wants to call you from the airport. Just take it.
Yeah. Hey, Jeremy. How you doing, man? Hey, it's Jack Silver. Hey, listen, I was listening to that afternoon show, man. What the hell are those guys doing? How do they get an audience?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Jack.
Because I don't want to reveal the secrets, and I don't have to take it anymore.
Oh, Christ, what a mess this is. All right, now we have to do commercials again.
That's right.
And then I promise. Does everybody remember where we were in the story?
Mm-hmm.
In the Regis story?
He got into our hotel room at midnight.
Right, she has big 40 double D boobs. Regis knocked on her hotel door at midnight. He said nothing. Just came inside, and we immediately started kissing, embracing, and he ripped my clothes off. God, take them all off. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous. Regis gently caressed my near-naked body.
Oh, you're cute.
Everything happened so fast.
Oh.
But he was very loving.
Oh.
Okay. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
We'll be back with more on Regis in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
I'm the one telling you how it is.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Our first caller actually is from the U.S. state of Maryland. His name is Steven. Steven, go ahead with your question.
Well, my question is this. Saddam Hussein has been challenged because of his honesty about his propagation of weapons of mass destruction, and our president has been questioned on his sense of honesty and his use of public office to cover himself. I personally trust Don and Mike more than these two people.
Professor Karsh, you want to take an attempt at that one?
You don't care about my car.
They're rather Moses-like. Don Geronimo and Michael Mella.
It's looking good for tomorrow's strip trivia.
Fantastic.
We have 11 confirmed gals for tomorrow, including a last-minute addition. Jill from the Beach House.
Like me for me.
That's right.
Bravo!
That's right. As Dennis would say, looking good.
Oh, that's great.
Tomorrow, perhaps our biggest strip trivia ever. Gonna be hot, fellas. Not yet.
Not yet. Just hold your horses or whatever else you want to hold.
Before the end of today's show, I promise, put the word out. You can call in.
Yeah, and you will not believe how fast we get all of our contestants.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing? I just got a question to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, you told us you were going to be talking about the Blair Witch Project.
Why are you talking like Grady from Sanford and Son?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't. There's nothing I can do about that. You know what I'm saying?
This is a real voice?
I smoke for medicinal purposes. you know.
This is really the way you speak.
This is really the way I speak. A lot of girls call me a loser because I sound like this, but it's
all
not
right.
How I look.
Okay.
But let me tell you, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you going to talk about the Blair Witch Project or not?
In regards to what?
Yesterday you said you were going to dedicate a whole segment to the lady.
Oh, you know what? We're still trying to get a hold of her. There's a lady in New York, a kooky witch who's a lawyer, who has actually got the boys who are making the Blair Witch Project to put a disclaimer at
right.
the beginning of the movie saying that not all witches are bad.
You have to be politically correct even when you're talking about witches.
Did you know one thing?
What?
Did you know that the biggest loser that has ever possibly lived could be me, because one reason is I like to whack off while smelling my own dung.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
I thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, the sad thing is... we'll never hear his real voice.
Yeah.
We'll really always remember him with that stage voice.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't know how you guys can get ratings with naked women in the studio.
Me either. Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, boy.
Hold on.
God.
Bulletin.
Mm-hmm. There's always room for one more.
Of course there is.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Nadine.
Who is this?
Nadine.
The sweet Nadine.
That's right.
Nadine, you are calling for...
Tomorrow's True Trivia.
Up on Danza, just what we hoped for.
And then there were 12. 12 beautiful ladies.
Yeah.
At least 11 of them will be naked tomorrow. Maybe 12.
And maybe Nadine.
Baby.
Nadine, how old are you, baby?
26.
26? Where are you from?
Fairfax.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, my boyfriend doesn't agree, but a lot of people tell me I look like Jodie Foster.
Oh,
Jodie Foster.
A naked Nell. All right, we look forward to that. Nadine, you're in.
Okay, thanks.
You're the 12th.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Please. Good job, Nadine.
All right.
All right, we're getting quite a compliment.
All right.
Man, watch your compliment week.
Strip trivia. On tomorrow's episode.
Hey,
don't call yet, those guys. Hello, turn your radio down, please. Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
Hey.
I spilled a drink on Regis in Georgetown about 4 months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he come to your hotel?
Nah.
At midnight?
Yeah.
And rip your clothes off?
Yeah. I had to flat him off with a stick.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good reminder for me to get back to the Regis story.
Come on now, they're in the hotel room.
Okay.
He's got a half naked in there, Betty. They're getting ready to make love.
All right, this is from the Globe. The headline is, "Oh, Reg, what a lover. Stripper claims she had hot sex with married talk show host. He was the best I ever had."
Ooh. Liz says Regis knocked on her hotel door at midnight.
Hello.
He said nothing.
Regis Philbin.
This is Regis Philbin. I need to come in. Could I come in, please? God, you're beautiful. You know, I almost started doing.
She's not here now.
This is Stedman Graham.
Oprah, we're here with Stedman. He wants you to come out.
Oprah, please come out of the bathroom now, honey.
Oprah, please come out. This is the doctor.
Hold on. We're getting on a whole separate tangent here.
I know we are.
Are you setting that up again, yeah. Ron?
Oprah's ready.
Okay.
Oprah, Stedman's out here with Regis.
Oprah, I brought Regis Philbin with me. Hello, Oprah. I understand you're having a little stomach distress.
Oh.
Are you all right, darling?
Oprah.
Oh, dear.
This is Philbin Graham, your boyfriend. Honey, please come out and talk to me.
Do what Stedman says. Stedman Graham, Oprah. Come outside, please.
Oh, baby. I hate hearing that, baby. Please come... Come out and talk to Regis Philbin, baby.
Come on. Oh, dear. You all right, darling? Please, we'd love to both have you out there. Me, Regis, and your boyfriend, Stedman Graham.
Oh, baby. Oprah, do you hear me, baby? This is Stedman Graham. Please unlock the door, baby. She doesn't sound well, Regis.
No, she sounds like she's having a great bit of stomach distress. Please, Oprah, we can help you if you just open the door while you're having your diarrhea.
Oh, baby. Baby, it's Stedman. Open the door for Stedman, baby.
And this is Regis.
Oprah.
Stedman loves your heart a whole bunch. He says your heart.
I love you, baby. Please open the door.
I don't think she's coming out, Stedman.
Neither, Regis.
And I've got to go take my new show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That show blows, Regis.
Thank you, Stedman.
Yeah. No, thank you, everybody.
Oh, yeah, thank you, thank you. Yeah, we're here all week.
No, thank you.
All right.
Okay, so Regis.
It's that mental picture. Stedman and Regis standing outside the door. While Oprah has diarrhea inside.
Okay, although Liz was married at the time to sixth husband Tom Freeman, she admits her marriage is plagued with infidelity. So she accepted Regis's proposition. He knocked on her hotel door at midnight. He said nothing, came inside. We immediately started kissing, embracing, and ripping each other's clothes off.
Just picturing that man doing that.
Regis caressed my near-naked body.
Oh.
Everything happened so fast.
God.
I was wearing a pink baby doll nightie.
Mm.
Regis stripped down to his tiny white briefs.
Mm. What do you think of this?
Which he quickly removed.
How do you like this?
We fell into the king-size bed and went right into having sex.
Oh, God, you're great.
I liked the way Regis took charge. He was oohing and eyeing as we made love.
Oh, ah.
But he wasn't a vocal lover, which was ironic for a talk show host.
I won't be talking.
I found his body attractive. He was trim and had a hairy chest.
Do you like what I've done with Radu, my trainer?
Regis was not overly endowed, but he did great with what he had.
That's right. Take a look at this little thing. Isn't it cute?
God, it's cute. He had stamina and brought me to total ecstasy.
I'm ready to go again.
We talked in bed for a while, and I told him what a great lover he was. He told me how beautiful I was.
You're so beautiful, even though I'm very small.
Regis said this was a lot of fun. To go to my room.
I really have to. Me and my small penis, we have to leave right now.
He ran out in such a hurry. But now that I know he was married, I guess he had to take a phone call from his wife.
Sure. Well, hey, it's 4 a.m. I just had sex with a stripper.
I never heard from Regis Philbin again.
Yeah.
A year after their trip, Regis's wife, Joy, gave birth to their daughter, Joanna.
Oh, dear.
Followed a year later by JJ, Jennifer. Liz divorced her sixth husband and married a seventh. But that relationship also fizzled. Mm. She's now hot and heavy with her publicist. Although Liz says she has fond memories of Regis, who also has two grown children from his first marriage.
Yeah, even though I'm very small.
She spends little time watching Live with Regis and Kathy Lee. I don't like that show, Liz declares. Regis's upbeat personality seems squelched by that mean Kathy Lee.
Well, she's saying one thing that's true.
Mm-hmm. He's like a henpecked husband on that show.
Well, I'm not very well endowed.
Instead, she prefers her own memories of Regis. She says it was a night of sex I'll always remember.
I may be small, but I'm active.
God, you're cute. Let's have sex. And, of course, there's a picture from his local 1972 TV show when, in fact, she's sitting on his... It looks like Dick Van Dyke's house. That's what the set looks like in his TV show.
Definitely Art Deco.
Right.
Regis, we hardly knew you.
And then just really to put the knife in Regis's heart.
Sure.
Right here they have a little picture of his wife, Joy.
Yeah, lovely picture of a happily married couple, although it happened like 20 years ago.
Right, and they had to put his kid's name in and everything.
Yeah, that's the cruelty. Which tabloid is that? Which
one
is it?
That's the Globe, Mike.
Ah, the Globe.
Sure. Always putting the dagger in there.
That's the Globe.
Sure.
Let me see, what else is in here? excuse me. Chris Rock, paternity shocker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Single gal claims married star is father of unborn child.
I just want to say she's full of crap. She is full of crap.
Well, there's a picture of a pregnant girl.
Mm-hmm.
A white woman, incidentally.
You know, I'll tell you right now, whenever somebody becomes super duper successful,
mm-hmm.
watch out.
Then you've got an article about Garth Brooks. Tears for Garth Brooks' most tragic fan. Heartbreak of tumor girl who missed out on seeing Garth Brooks in concert.
I don't have a puma.
Then Stone Cold Steve Austin and Hot Romance.
You know, that wrestling moving, you know, well into the mainstream of celebrity gossip. He's just been made a regular on Nash Bridges, Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Right, yeah.
So the wrestlers are now getting regular spots on TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jan Michael Vincent hits the skids again.
Yeah.
Then Ricardo Montalban to get painkiller implant.
Because he's overwhelmed by agony?
Let me see. Okay.
Pee-wee's finally got something to smile about. Ricky Martin bears agony over bitter rift with Dad. Doesn't seem like a lot of great stuff in this globe outside of the Regis thing.
I think the Regis was the highlight.
Yeah. That's the lead story on the headline. My one-night stand with Regis.
God, you're beautiful. It's midnight and I'm here, but I'm not well endowed.
Busty Blonde's shocking claim. You know, that thing about Garth Brooks made me think of something.
Right.
Have you heard the latest about Garth Brooks?
Well, I know he's like trying to be a rock star.
Right. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Of course, he tried to be a baseball player. He failed miserably at that.
He's not happy being like country star Garth Brooks.
And why wouldn't he? I mean, the guy sells zillions of records. He makes zillions of dollars every year.
He's a crossover artist. I mean, he's got a lot of career success.
Okay, so Garth Brooks is not happy. He's decided what he's going to do. Is he going to make a record, and he's going to put out a rock record.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to use a fake name.
Right.
And he's going to grow his hair long, and he's going to grow facial hair.
Is that where he's got the little goatee?
Yes.
Like that little chin music that he's got, and he's got the long black hair?
And he's going to put out this record, and nobody's going to know it's him. Except that he's done publicity tours now to announce that this guy, Chris Gaines, is actually
Garth Brooks.
That
is his hair. Has he grown his hair?
Yes.
All right, so I mean, that's really his hair.
He's grown his hair.
Not only is it one album, it's either this one or one that's in the work. It's a greatest hits package of this whole career. He's created a career for Chris Gaines.
He's made up a whole background. Like, if he pictures this guy, Chris Gaines, as being the equivalent of Bruce Springsteen.
This
right.
is weird. This
yeah.
is, but it is interesting.
And
give him that.
A guy from the record company
right.
brought us a copy of the record.
Cool. So we can hear what Garth Brooks sounds like as the... What did I read somewhere where he's kind of like patterning himself after Jim Morrison a little bit? Trying to get that sound?
This character, yes.
Okay, all right.
Right. See, it would have been more believable if he would have just put the record out.
Right.
See if any rock stations played it, mm-hmm. and then come out and say, hey, guess what? It's me, Garth Brooks. I really fooled you.
This sounds like maybe part his idea, and maybe he's getting help from those wonderful helpers in the music
well,
business.
He is doing a documentary about this. But it's not a documentary like behind the scenes. It's a documentary...
It's like the Blair Witch Project.
Made up. Where he's going to pretend... that he's Chris Gaines,
right?
And they're going to follow him around for his fake concert tour.
Weird.
Right.
Weird. I mean, it's a guy that maybe thinks too much.
All right, well, let's hear the record. No, let's do a break, and we'll come back, and we'll listen to this Garth Brooks record.
Excellent.
Right? After this.
Glad Turner, Sacramento's Nissan store, located in the heart of the city at the corner of Fulton and Arden. Turner makes vehicles more affordable. But you better hurry, because after August 31st, it's over. At Turner Nissan, Sacramento's truck headquarters.
Your brake pedal does not care about your engine. Just look at it. It's just daring you to hit it. It's saying, come on, you want a piece of me? Hit me.
And the thing is,
you know that stop-and-go driving is the worst thing you can do to your engine. But you haul off and you hit it anyway. And you know what? The brake pedal doesn't care. You know who cares? Pennzoil. Not only is Pennzoil specifically formulated for stop-and-go driving, but it's also made with a base oil that's 97% pure. Go compare that with the base oil purity in most other leading motor oils, and you tell me what you'd rather be putting in your engine. It's called Pure Base. Pennzoil with Pure Base. Hey, by the way, if the brake pedal talked to me like that, I'd hit it too. Pennzoil with Pure Base. Stop. Go. Pennzoil.
Come into Grand Auto Supply today and get a free utility knife when you purchase a case of Pennzoil motor oil. Plus, enter the Pennzoil Dream Garage Sweepstakes for a chance to win $100,000 cash to build the garage of your dreams. No purchase necessary. See store for details.
Imagine you're driving a BMW 328i. Now imagine you're turning onto the freeway. 15, 25, 45, 60 miles per hour in less than 7 seconds. Impressive. Considering this BMW first went 37,000 miles in 3 years and 2 weeks. Its engine was started 4,500 times, and its transmission was shifted almost 500,000 times. You see, this isn't just any old BMW. It's a certified pre-owned BMW. Its engine, chassis, transmission, and all other parts have been carefully inspected. The result? You get a BMW that's covered for 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original date of purchase. And that's also why a certified pre-owned BMW delivers the performance you'd expect from a new BMW. You know, the ones that do 0 to 60 in a little under 7 seconds. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Visit Nilo BMW or Roseville BMW for details about buying or leasing a certified pre-owned BMW.
Hello, ladies. You know Jim Cosimore. He's a man's man, just looking to throw a party. He's driving the party train and spanking the caboose. Jim's looking for a few good women to be the next Sports 1140 girl. Are you woman enough to hang with Coe? Because he's man enough to hang with you. How do you meet the man? Show up at a guy's night out Thursday, August 26th at Players Sports Pub and Grill on the corner of Sunrise and Fair Oaks. Show starts at 7, party starts at 9. Come for the lingerie show, drink specials, prizes, and more. Jim needs some special ladies to join him for Monday Night Football this season. Cash, prizes, it's a paid gig, girl. So come out to Players the 26th and join the Mac Daddy. He'll comfort you like your mama and spank you like your daddy.
Sports 1140 KHTK.
Vegas-style show.
Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Jim McClure to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Jim McClure. Thursday, August 26th, Don and Mike take their adult fun to Masquerade, 8601 Westwood Center Drive in Vienna, Virginia. It's free, but you got to be 21 to get in. Call 703-848-9476 for directions, and I'll see you there.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show.
Come get lost in their masquerade.
Don't miss.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet, merciful crap.
Pretty Men, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Standby, guys. About to open up those strip trivia lines.
Merciful crap.
But hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I just want to say that Garth Brooks video was on VH1 a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And he looks more like Ben Stiller from Something About Mary as a teenager. he's got the chin pubes thing going when Ben Stiller didn't have it. They're supposed to be doing a movie about this in about a year, which is a real scary thing.
That's what I was talking about. It's like the fake documentary about a year in the life of Chris Gaines.
And the song sounds more like Dan Fogelberg than Jim Morrison.
You know, it's almost as though being a superstar country artist is
not enough.
He needs more attention.
All right, thank you. Well, let us listen to the song.
He's not a baseball player either.
Let us listen to the song. Thank you. According to some people that I've read books of, is that Garth Brooks never really wanted to be a country singer. He wanted to be a rock singer.
He was a big Kiss fan.
Kiss fan. But he figured out his in was country music. Mm-hmm. And he's hated within the country music industry.
Oh, really?
By a lot of people.
Is he really?
Yeah. What's his name? Jimmy Bowen is a record producer in Nashville, and I read his book, and he just hates Garth Brooks.
Really?
Really?
How does Willie Nelson feel about him, Rob?
Willie Nelson? Amazingly, I don't know. But I like Willie, and Willie likes me. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What am I doing here?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. I wanted to, is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I wanted to play strip trivia tomorrow.
Please wait. We haven't asked for callers.
All right. I thought somebody else had more information about Garth Brooks.
Here is Garth Brooks as Chris Gaines, and the song is called Lost in You.
Okay.
Chicago, down that darling.
You got me.
I'll show you.
There he is. All right. It sounds like a rocker.
Here it is.
Yeah, everybody, good afternoon. 22 past 6. Here's Mr. Brando off the Rock Live. Mr. Chris Gaines.
Yes, I'm always
Is that a woman?
Hey, sounds like that fag Chippendales guy we had on yesterday.
It does. It's Sam Harris.
You are my God.
This is supposed to be rock?
Not really rocking yet, is it? This is not a goof. This is really... It sounds like he's serious about the music.
Right?
Yuck.
This is supposed to be like a Bruce Springsteen sound alike.
The guy to call with Dan Fogelberg aced it, right? Absolutely.
Are there any radio stations that are seriously playing this as a rock record? They got to be playing it, right? As they saying this is Garth Brooks.
I don't know that this would fit on any rock stations that I'm aware of.
Lost in you.
piece of crap, man.
That's bad for a Garth Brooks song.
Is that the only cut we have? Is that all they send?
Yeah, that's all that's out right now. It's just a single.
Yeah.
Why, did you think there'd be something better?
I thought there might be something, you know, rockier on the album. But...
But, you know, I got, maybe it picks up, because on the records now, they actually write, besides the intro time and how long the song is, how many beats per minute?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a rock record. I don't think, I mean, it's not, but...
This says 90 beats per minute.
Really?
It doesn't sound like 90 beats per minute, though, when it really starts kicking ass.
But let me fast forward a little bit. I mean, if it was just somebody who was like a folk artist or something, like a big Fogelberg, it'd be acceptable.
Oh, it sucks. So vanilla, man.
Oh.
I'm serious. Listen, it's like, you know,
man, it is so vanilla. I can't tell you how vanilla it is, man.
Like, Christ, somebody dug up Richard Marx. Listen to this.
Please, where's the 90 beats per minute? Music the whole office can agree on. It's very adult contemporary.
Right.
Is what it is.
Yuck.
That's it.
Yuck.
So it never gets rocking.
That's it. Lost in you, Garth Brooks as Chris Gaines.
It is a little bit like Springsteen from the Nebraska album.
Oh, please. It sounded more like this. You remember, of course, Troy Klein from yesterday's show. I never held your hand. This song rocks more than that song does.
Oh, yeah, some drums.
Troy Klein as Chris Gaines.
I like the album by Troy McClure.
Oh, that's awful. I mean, this is bad, but the Garth Brooks is awful.
If you had to make a choice of something you would have to listen to on a continue loop, I would take the Garth Brooks over the Troy Klein.
I'd take the Troy Klein.
Because of that Sam Harris factor. Troy Klein has much more of the Sam Harris factor.
Hello, I hated Dan Fogelberg.
I was a huge Dan Fogelberg hater.
Especially, I'm so sick of that goddamn song about Christmas.
Met my old lover at the grocery store.
That's it, please.
The snow turned into rain.
Please, I hate Dan Fogelberg.
Old Lang Syne.
Same old Lang Syne.
Same old Lang Syne.
Genius. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I have one thing to say about that music.
Yes. Rob, you like to do that.
All
right, thank you, sir.
You didn't like saying old Lang Syne?
No.
I could go through the litany. I know them all. I hate them all.
Longer than...
Okay, you got there.
That's an awful one.
Oh, Dan Fogelberg.
I like twin sons of different mothers. Dan Fogelberg and Tim Weisberg.
You know what Dan Fogelberg tried to rock? He couldn't rock. You remember his uncle, Part of the Plan?
Right.
Because it's part of the plan. The medicine. Guy's awful.
Maybe that's why listening to that, I was thinking Dan Fogelberg when I listened to that. And it's not a rock record, but I will take it over that Troy Klein. Because the difference is, with Troy Klein, he goes into that one little stratosphere where it's like...
Warbles.
Yeah.
If I had to, I'm telling you, I'd pick that over the Garth Brooks.
You might go insane. You might go insane listening to the Troy Klein.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm telling you, not Fogelberg, but Kenny Loggins, Return to Pooh Corner. It's him.
That's a good song.
Winnie the Pooh doesn't know what to do.
I'm telling you, man, that's him.
Thank you.
I like Loggins and Messina, too.
Well, I like Your Mama Don't Dance and Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll.
Saturday night, your daddy's a blee.
Hello,
your uncle blee.
Down on my show.
Hey, do you have any Blue Oyster Cult?
I know, they rock, man.
I like a variety of music. I want to go on record before I'm labeled fag for my musical taste that I would probably be, you know, not labeled a fag if I told you everything I listen to. I just, there's certain ones that
I only like macho manly music. Like. That's all I like. Robbie, where's my Zeppelin collection?
See, I love Zeppelin.
I hate Zeppelin.
I know you do.
I hate everything.
I know you do.
I just hate everything.
You like the grassroots, though.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, why are you being so narrow-minded about this?
Narrow-minded about what?
Not like it's easy listening. It's a, you know, it's a girly tune. I mean,
it's
don't you like,
but
like
it's supposed to be rock.
She ran calling wildfire.
Who did that? Michael Murphy.
Michael Murphy.
Who changed his name to Michael Martin Murphy.
That's right.
Wildfire.
One of the great homo singers of our time.
Michael Murphy.
She ran calling wildfire.
I didn't like that
fire.
I didn't like Wildfire, huh?
I especially hated the long version of the big piano introduction to it.
It's a great bathroom record.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hey, why doesn't he team up with Kathy C and one of her albums?
All right, thank you, sir.
Hello, hey, let's talk to Sammy in Idaho. Yes,
this guy's probably a real Garth Brooks fan, right? Idaho?
Sure.
Sammy?
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Sammy.
How you guys doing?
Great.
I have a Garth Brooks tune that we tuned up.
Hey, Sammy, hold on. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Sammy. Wait, Sammy, where are you,
Sammy?
I can hear you, I can't see you. Sammy? All right, what do you got there, Sammy?
I'm here, baby. You want to hear it?
Well, what is it?
It's called The Dance.
Well, that's a real Garth Brooks song.
I know, but we fixed it. It's what? Garth Brooks meets Green Day. Ready?
All right, Sammy. I don't know why people just won't leave the driving to us.
You guys drive, you're very...
Go ahead!
Hang on!
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. I just wanted to say hi to Don and Mike. I haven't been listening to them for too long, and they're hilarious.
Well, thank you. This is us. Who are you?
This is Beth.
Oh, hello, Beth.
Hi.
Hi. Beth. How are you?
Fine.
How do you like Michael Murphy?
Who?
Right.
Exactly. Wildfire.
Exactly.
Wildfire?
Yes.
Who's that?
What can we do for you, Beth?
Oh, I just wanted to say hi to you guys.
Well, hello to you.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Beth.
How do you feel about Gordon Lightfoot?
That's another one I hated. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Superior said never gives up her dead on the big lake they call Gypsy Goomy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wildfire.
Dennis Murphy. Big Michael Murphy fan. Shocker.
I'm a Michael Murphy lover.
Are you related to Michael Murphy?
Actually, I do have a brother named Michael.
You what, Dennis?
I do have a brother named Michael.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he have a phone that you can understand him with?
Unfortunately not. I don't know. Oh, I'm on my bad phone. God damn it.
Oh, okay. All right. That's enough of that language, Dennis. Hello. What's funny about Dennis saying God damn it, isn't there?
Yes, there is. He was really mad.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What about a little Purple Rain?
I like Purple Rain.
I like Purple Rain, too. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, this is your board. I'm very, very sick, Don.
Oh, the control board. Right, okay. All right, I got you. All right, enough of that. Thank you, my friend. Hey, Buzz, it's time for the news.
Yes, it is.
And the comments?
Mm-hmm.
I guess the lead story tonight would be Mike is a fag.
No. That's old news. No.
Dan Fogelberg lover.
Sooner or later, love is going to get you.
All right. Touche. Touche. I'm in fagdom with you.
Join us in our fagdom.
Okay, you know who's the biggest fagdom?
Who?
Terry Jacks.
Oh, yes.
We had joy. We had fun. We had seasons in the sun. That song I like.
Yes, that's quality. The quality might surprise you.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and comments?
Well, we will, in fact, update you on the situation in Turkey, but our top story this evening, I have for each of you the transcript of the William
William Shatner 911 call.
Oh, great. Can we have a little reproduction here?
That's what I had in mind.
A recreation. Ah. Oh, the Dynamite player.
Yeah. Very good.
Hey, maybe we could do it as Stedman and Regis.
Excellent.
All right, we'll come back with news and comments. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very,
very, very professional.
Listen, fellas. Strip trivia. We will take your calls in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, America, for Rail Fare 99 or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
Warning, may cause loose stools and fecal urgency. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, you've heard us troll for the last day and a half, the strip trivia. We do have 11 girls for the game, and now, guys, it's your turn. Time. Start with a 100th caller, and then just take the first six guys that can play strip trivia tomorrow.
It's that easy.
Phone number 1-800-636-1067. Rockhead, take it all the way up to the 100th caller, please. So easy to get guys that'll come in and pull their pants down on this show.
Look at that. The phones are actually melting right now.
And I'm sorry I gave the old phone number.
Oh.
The new phone number is 1-877-365-3636.
It didn't matter. They still had the right phone number.
Although, I don't know why they bothered changing the number, because somebody just told me during the commercial that the old phone number still works. If you call the old phone number,
you get through.
That number still gets piled through with the new phone number.
Bonus party.
What's the point of having the new phone number then? They should turn off the old phone number, right? Yes, Brian?
It's temporary. Oh. It happens like when you change your home phone number, too. It's like, as a courtesy, they'll do that for a little while.
Gotcha. Thank you, Robbie.
I found more blood.
Oh. Where'd you find more blood in the studio?
Over here.
Oh, my God.
A good little smutch.
We got a bleeder.
You're right. You're right.
I think there was a murder.
Oh.
Something happened in here.
What a mess.
What's a blob?
Hello, bud.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Authorities have now released the tape and the transcript of William Shatner's 911 call after he reportedly found his wife drowned in their swimming pool. Here now are Don and Mike with that conversation.
All right, now, Mike, of course, would be doing the Shatner.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to do it as Shatner?
Yeah, why don't you? And I'll do the dispatcher, but I will do the dispatcher as Stedman Graham.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, so hold on a second.
I got to get in Stedman position.
Okay.
I got to answer that phone open. 911. Oh, my God. What's your problem there, sir?
My wife's at the bottom of the pool.
Okay. Did you get out of the pool yet, sir?
No, not yet. Kaleidoscope eyes.
I want you to take her out of the pool right now.
Please, that's a very deep end.
Okay, sir. If you can, grab something and get her out of the pool. Sir? Right away. Get your wife out of the pool.
Okay.
Ah, don't hang up the phone.
Click.
Hello? Oprah. Oprah, I'm on the phone, Oprah.
Oh, no. Believe it or not, that was the transcript of the call that Shatner made to 911.
Oprah, I can't come in there right now, baby. I'm taking a 911 call from Mr. William Shatner. He's out here with me now, baby.
For God's sakes, what's he doing in there?
She has awful diarrhea, well, Captain Kirk.
Well, she's got to come out of there. She's got to come out of there. Right now, Oprah, you're going to have diarrhea. Just come out of there. Come out of the room right now. For God's sake, she's at the bottom of the pool.
Oprah, this is your boyfriend, Stedman Graham. I'm here with TV's Captain Kirk.
Miss Oprah. Miss Oprah. Miss Oprah.
No, she ain't coming out.
Oh, that's a shame.
Could you get me the guy with the pointy ears?
For God's sake, Spock. You killed my son.
Oprah, baby.
She's got terrible diarrhea.
It's me, Stedman Graham.
Good luck with your wife, Oprah. Oh, she's not your wife, she's your girlfriend.
Right.
Of course.
Good luck with your dead wife, sir.
Thank you, Stedman Graham.
And she's gone. She's gone.
And she's gone.
And she's gone!
God. Dumbest show in America.
And I love that.
Speaking of tape.
I love that.
Like a few notable politicians before him, Newt Gingrich could find that audio tape is his undoing. Reports say Newt's private conversations with his girlfriend do exist and could end up in the hands of Gingrich's soon-to-be ex-wife just in time for the ugly divorce proceedings. Gingrich has been dating a woman 23 years his junior for several years, even though he just recently filed for divorce.
You know, got to give those Republicans credit, though. They pulled the plug on that guy at the right time. He's not running for anything anymore, right?
Exactly. That's right.
Was like phone sex tapes, Buzz?
I don't think so. I think they're in-person tapes, and so they were just having conversations with one another, Gingrich and the young girl.
Sex talk with Nudie.
Can you imagine?
Buzz, hold on just a moment. All Let's get these out. Fellas calling for tomorrow's edition of Strip Trivia.
Wonderful. Should be easy.
Oh, yeah, it'll take one. It'll take no time.
Time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
It took us two shows to come up with 11 girls.
Right.
The guy has to be a real problem child not to make it through for sure.
Here we go.
But it happened.
Oh, it happened last time, I think.
Yeah, we really play the show three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Still, there are problems. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, pick up, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
What's your name?
My name's Stefan. Who's this?
This is Don and Mike, Stefan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
How are you? Tell me I'm number 100.
Well, actually, you're one of the guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Super. What do I do and when do I do it?
They all sound like this.
Absolutely.
All the guys are just like this. Stefan.
Come on, I'm of elderly years, you know?
Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Yeah, you're living in Philadelphia right now?
Yes.
Why are you calling us on this one?
We're only on in the weekends in Philadelphia.
Well, I'm Philadelphia area. I mean, I get it out of York.
You're all the way up there in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Now, you realize if you play strip trivia tomorrow, you'd have to come here to D.C.
I'll be there.
All right, Stefan.
If you're willing to make the trip from Pennsylvania.
You will.
Absolutely. How old are you, sir?
44.
And who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Carl Malden. No, I have no clue.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Thank you. Hold on, Stefan.
Sure.
All right, that's all.
Now, you went to the buzzer there, and you had a change of heart.
You know, you
have softened incredibly on the celebrity look-alike.
Here's what I thought. Out of all the girls, half of them had no friggin' idea.
Right. That's right.
So, for this time, I guess we'll hold the guys to the same standard.
Very good.
Besides,
who cares?
Right.
I'm no homo.
I don't care if he really does look like Carl Malden. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, hold on a second. Hello.
Well, that's...
That's
not somebody hanging up. Are you listening to that, Wendell? You hear that? Where's Wendell? Wendell, do you hear that, Wendell?
That's the phone melting down.
That's the problem with the telephone and the computer. The problem that Wendell said was karma.
Karma, that's
karma,
right.
Karma, my ass.
Let's try it again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, let's play trivia.
Very nice, thank you.
Wendell, just put on the computer. I heard that.
There you go.
Thank you, Wendell.
Very good.
I appreciate that.
We're all networked in here,
Hello.
All the computers.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Ed.
Ed, where are you from?
I'm from Alexandria.
Ed, are you ready for strip trivia?
I always am ready for strip trivia.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 22 years old.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Keith Van Horn.
Oh, Keith Van Horn.
The basketball player that wears his socks way high?
Right.
Okay, good. You're in. Hold on, please.
Hold on.
Keith Van Horn is no fashion model.
Not at all.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'd like to play strip trivia.
He waits
that whole time, Tip Stivia.
I think if that guy, the Keith Van Horn lookalike, calls back,
right,
let him play. I tried to put it on hold, but his damn phone system
didn't work
on the guy.
Right.
So, hello, who's this?
Hi, I'm Corey. I'm from Waldorf.
Corey, you want to play?
I want to play. I'll even pronounce it right.
How old are you, sir?
22.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Most people tell me Jim Carrey. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Jim Carrey, fantastic.
All right, beautiful. Hold on. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to be on strip trivia.
Right, who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
Leesburg, Virginia.
Can you play tomorrow?
Yes, I can.
How old are you, sir?
23.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Maybe a little David Spade.
Little David Spade.
I don't know.
We'll put you right next to Jim Carrey.
All right.
Wendell heard that symptom. It is duly noted, and it's going into his report.
Thank you, Robin.
Yes.
Excellent. Hello. Tell Wendell you found some more blood in here also, would you please?
I'm not sure that didn't come from Wendell, so I'm not going to mention it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm calling to play strip trivia.
Right. Who's this?
This is Scott from Fairfax.
Scott, how old are you?
23.
You want to play tomorrow?
Yep.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told John Cryer.
John Cryer?
John Cryer.
Yeah. Wow, we're going to have quite a slate of handsome men in here tomorrow.
I tell you, we're going to be blinded by the pasty complexion.
You're in, sir.
All right.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Anybody been counting? How many is that?
Three.
No, more than three, Buzz.
I think that would be four. I thought we lost one.
No, I'm going to count the Eric Van Horn guy.
Okay.
Maybe he'll call back.
That's right. And I'm just thinking about the lack of body hair on tomorrow's show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Can I play strip trivia?
Yeah, sure. Who's this?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Reston.
How old are you?
22.
You want to play tomorrow?
Yeah.
So what do you think you most resemble, sir?
I've been told I look like Joey from Friends. I'm a little thinner, though.
Joey from Friends.
We're going to have a fine compliment of 22-year-old males, too.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
It's Jim.
Another stud on the line, I can tell.
Absolutely. Yes, Dynamo.
You call us for sure, Trivia?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
32.
Can you play tomorrow?
I sure can.
So love you think you most resemble?
Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn. I was thinking Jake Steinfeld.
Oh, okay.
With the Abba Dabbas. Okay.
All right.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Boy, really, we got David Spade, Jim Carrey, John Cryer, and now
Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn. and that basketball player, Van Horn.
That's
seven counting the guy who dropped out. Or we?
That's plenty.
Okay. Fantastic.
That's fine.
We got him.
Good. All done with that. See, look at that. It takes us a day and a half to get 11 women. It took us approximately 2 minutes.
It's business we must take care of.
You come up with seven horns. Guys that want to come in here and pull their pants down tomorrow, and you'll hear it all for tomorrow's strip trivia. Buzz, now we got to do a break,
uh-huh.
And we'll be back with plenty more news, plenty more comments.
This is the Don and Mike Show.